Get you. Friday panel, controversial comments there at the end. Claire Fox, director of the Institute of Ideas, author of I Find That Offensive. You haven't read that, but you really, really should. Adam Bienkow, political editor of Business Insider UK. Thank you so much to both of you joining us here at Talk Radio to review the biggest stories of the week. Again, so hard to always narrow those stories down. I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week, but delighted to say John Holmes is here to take you through the afternoon. What's on your show, other than the usual nonsense?
That is true. Yeah, well, as it's Friday, of course, what we do is, regular listeners will know this, we take a week's worth of abuse that we get from Twitter trolls and haters and idiots.
You do get a lot.
Oh, yeah. And instead of ignoring it or reporting it to the authorities, we give it to a man called Con. He takes it to the lift here in the building and reads it out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. We call it condescending.
Very good. I like it.
Do you know what I love is that every time you explain this to my Friday panel, they're always very appreciative of it.
And they are.
And everyone in the control room just sits there rolling their eyes.
Yeah, I know they do. They've heard it a million times.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like to ingratiate myself with your panel, as you know.
It is absolutely brilliant. Indeed his whole show. John Holmes up from... I only said to your face.
I know.
John Holmes, sir, coming up from 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you Monday at 10 o'clock. Have a great afternoon. Have a great weekend. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your lecky blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot. And it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. Want trade brands? Selco's got it. Want lots of stock on the shelf? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. Yes, a massive range in stock of trade-branded building materials at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch and to get your free trade card. Got it?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Mince pies, canapes, even pigs in blankets. We've sampled them all. And this Saturday, we'll be revealing the results of our great supermarket Christmas taste test. We'll be bringing you everything you'll need for your festive feast and all the top tricks and tips from Jamie, Nigella and many more. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's new. Right, it's just after 1 o'clock. Hello, it's Friday. I'm John Holmes. Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, unprecedented corruption at London 2012. Dozens of football abuse suspects. An actress sued by her own embryos.
Talk Radio.
A new report has revealed more than 1,000 Russian athletes benefited from state-sponsored doping. Failed drugs tests were hidden by Russia's security services at Olympic and Paralympic Games from 2011 to last year, with several medalists involved. Professor Richard McLaren says the findings back up his initial research published in the summer.
We are now able not only to confirm the findings of the first report, but also to put them into sharper and clearer focus. A cover-up that evolved over the years to an institutionalized and disciplined medal-winning strategy and conspiracy.
police have identified 83 potential suspects linked to historical child sex abuse claims in football. The National Police Chiefs Council says some of the 350 alleged victims were as young as seven. 98 clubs are mentioned in the allegations. Sky Sports correspondent Paul Kelso says the scandal engulfing football has intensified in a short space of time.
We are just 3 weeks and 2 days since Andy Woodward, the former Crewe Alexandra player, went public with his story, and it uncorked a bottle that is continuing to spill out stories of very similar abuse from right across the country.
An inquest has concluded the death of a four-month-old baby mauled by a dog was an accident. The family pet snatched Archie Joe Darby from his mother's arms before attacking him at a home in Essex 2 months ago. The government is being accused of abandoning passengers on Southern Railway. London Mayor Sadiq Khan describes services as a total disgrace and says commuters are being failed. And Modern Family actress Sofia Vergara is facing a lawsuit brought on behalf of two frozen embryos she created with an ex. They're listed as plaintiffs Emma and Isabella. Another subject of a year-long battle between the star and her ex-fiancé Nick Loeb, who wants them to be born.
Talk Radio National Weather. All right, what happened there then? What happened there, Chloe? What happened there, Chloe?
I was waiting for you.
I don't press it. Chloe got engaged, did you know? Congratulations, Chloe.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks, guys.
Great news. She's got a mine somewhere else.
Usually you like to jabber about the last story with Victoria, and I gave you time because the last time you said I did it wrong.
I know, that's true.
Yeah.
She's giving you space.
Do you want to jabber?
Yeah.
What do you want to jabber about?
Well, do you want me to do the weather and then jabber, or do you want to jabber first?
Oh. Do the weather, then we'll jabber.
Okay, so a bit of rain in the north, but drier elsewhere. Some sunshine and cloud with highs of 14 degrees. That's the weather. Now we can jabber.
Okay. You went to see Biffy Clyro last night, didn't you?
I did, yes. So this is a really nice freebie from a promo company because they're headlining Download Festival.
Right.
Yeah, so I think they wanted me to say that on the radio, and I've just done it.
I led you into that.
Yeah, and Biffy was so good. Like, I'm almost 30, and I first saw them when I was 15, so it was really nice to see them develop. They now have lasers. That was cool. They were topless. That was cool.
Did their lasers come out of their nipples?
No.
Oh.
No.
Maybe if you're going to see them in another 15 years, they'll have advanced to that.
Imagine.
Let's imagine it now together.
I'm imagining pink lasers.
Are you?
Yeah. What colour are you imagining?
Green.
Oh. Maybe each band member could have a different colour laser.
We've only just started and the show's gone weird. Right, okay, it's 1:05 and now, when she gets around to it, Chloe will press a button.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher.
Good
afternoon.
Ben.
Crystal Palace manager Alan Pardew says he's done his best to evolve his side's style of football. They've scored the most goals outside the Premier League's top five, but only managed their first clean sheet last week. Pardew says that's unacceptable.
I set us up this year to attack teams and to attack the best teams, and we've been vulnerable at times, but the problem that Set plays is something that we didn't expect, if I'm honest. We couldn't go on without a clean sheet. We couldn't go on conceding at Set plays.
Palace's trip to Hull is live and in full over on TalkSport 2 tomorrow afternoon. Bobby Zamora has announced his retirement from football. The 35-year-old's been without a club since his release by Brighton last summer. Zamora played for West Ham, Spurs, QPR and Bristol Rovers and won two England caps during his career. Finally, cricket. India had the better of day two of the fourth test. They were 146 for one at stumps, that in reply to England's first innings total of 400. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben. That was Ben with the pre-recorded sport. He pre-records the sport. Ben pre-records the sport. He has to pre-record the sport. And now, did you want to jab us some more? Is that what you're looking at me for?
No, I just always look at you.
All right, weird. Normally you're weird.
You're weird.
Your mum's weird.
So, my mum is not weird. Don't you dare say my mum is weird on the radio. She probably heard that. She'll be upset. I think you should apologise.
Sorry.
Judith.
Sorry, Judith. Does she have lasers?
No.
Okay. Right, quickly, Chloe, help.
Talk Radio.
Stock up this Christmas with Lidl's Spirit Range. Deluxe Irish Cream Liqueur, only £6.99. or two of our award-winning spirits, Scotch whiskey at $17.99, and our premium Hortus gin, just $15.99. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, selected stores excludes NI.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's Talk Radio. I am in haikus. And during that traffic and travel,
John took Cass's keys and burned down his pants.
However, before that, there's a small matter of Boris Johnson said something stupid again.
Exactly.
Carrots!
Sound of Victoria masticating. And a lot of people actually, if given the choice, wouldn't listen.
Big hearsay fans.
Are you doing a food taste test this year on the radio? Oh,
yes, we absolutely are.
Send us some food.
You have to consider value as well.
I will consider value, I always do.
You can pour some London Pride on it.
Thank you, Follicy. Our big aim, of course, is to compete with the BBC.
Including lions and tigers.
Health runs one company, safety runs another company.
Starting message with Anywhere to Lie.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, I will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello, good afternoon, welcome to you. It's 8 minutes past 1 o'clock on a Friday, and I am John Holmes. This programme is very much the result of systematic doping. And here we are with, like Boris Johnson, really, re-Saudi Arabia. We're playing proxy wars with your Friday now. To be honest, I don't even know what a proxy war is. Anyway, here we are, birthing out a weekday in the afternoon's talk radio programme, as though we'd been impregnated by Mick Jagger, except with 3 hours of talk. He's impregnated us with 3 hours of talking, basically, and adverts and news, as opposed to, you know, some ageing fluid. It's like he's never satisfied. But fetch hither the towels and the hot water, because today's show is crowning and I can see its head. Seems to be having babies. I've been looking into this, right? Mick Jagger seems to be having babies at roughly the same speed and rate at which the football clubs are being added to that inquiry. So it's like every couple of minutes, as far as I'm making. Every couple of minutes, there's another one. He's 73. I admire that. My daddy's 73. I wouldn't trust him to get up the stairs, let alone up anything else. But, you know, it seems logical, I suppose, if you think about it even more, which I probably have today, who've overthought this. It does seem logical to have a baby at 73, doesn't it? Because, you know, you have to get up in the night anyway to urinate. So, you know, you might as well be looking after a baby at the same time. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's do a sweep and see what we can turn round for your Friday afternoon's, I say, expectations as to what passes for entertainment. They're quite low, I realise. Firstly, we'll be throwing them open.
Stop that.
All right. For today's headline hijack, Elton John might well be stepping into Christmas, whatever that means, but this is where we step into the phenomenon of so-called fake news by making up some fake news of our own. Well, you do it, really. That's how Headline Hijack works. Fling it in this direction. Make up a news story. It's Headline Hijack. It's there for the taking. Think of the news at 2 o'clock as, it's like, think of it like this. It's like the bus in the film Speed. And your made-up news story is the bomb that Dennis Hopper's hidden on board. When Victoria's mouth movements drop below 50 miles an hour, It goes off, showering the entire bulletin with fibs. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
There. 50 miles an hour, that is. Make up a story here. It reported as fact in the news. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yep. We'll also open the Lonely Lunch Club as the doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Ordinarily, they're jammed shut with the lament of the lonely, tears made of overpriced miso soup grabbed from a Pret in a hurry have clogged the doors up, but this is where we kick them open and invite someone lunching alone into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, where they are inducted. The walls of those that have gone before. Sorry, the names of those that have gone before. Daubed on the walls in gravy. Are you lunching alone? If so, get in touch. Tell us why. Get on the radio. Win a souvenir gift prize. Lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk. That's its own bespoke email. We also bring you hot guest action. Today, Sam Barnett's in today, isn't he? Sam Barnett?
Yeah.
Yep. He's playing the title role in the new Dirk Gently Netflix adaptation of Douglas Adams' book, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Sam Barnett, the actor playing him, will be joining us. We'll also test your brand loyalty to this programme. That's what we do on a Friday. It's our end of the week quiz. If you'd like a go on that, you can let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
As today's big stories, relentlessly examined neath the microscope marked traditional Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. We may well be going out onto the streets, as we are wont to do, to find out what the people think. We shove microphones into their confused faces and take the pulse of their thoughts. Today we are asking the people in the street if they think tennis rackets or oven trays. What do you think? Let us know about that as well. Of course, do you think tennis rackets? Or do you think oven trays? 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Start your message with any word you like.
No.
Oh, is it that bit? Oven trays or...
I've literally just said it.
Tennis rackets?
Yes. You only got that because Victoria's miming it.
Yeah.
You don't listen to a word I say, do you? Yeah, there we go. There's a big debate at three. The man who's not listening called Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift before the programme is out, and he will be reading out the texts and tweets and abuse from the haters and the trolls. And he'll be doing it in the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. So time to get your hate in if you hate me personally or this show. Then fling it over. And of course, as well, it's Friday, so that means it's Some Request Friday. That is where we play speeches and talks instead of music, as requests and dedications, because we're not allowed to play music in that form. Because we're a talk radio station. It's like All Request Friday on Radio 2, except with talking. So if you've got a request or a dedication, maybe you're driving home for Christmas early because of a diary error and you'd like to hear Benazir Bhutto's speech to the UN Conference on Women. Yep, we can do it. Or perhaps you've just had a baby, age 73. You, not the baby. And you want to celebrate your still functioning junk by listening to William Wilberforce's 1789 speech on the abolition of slavery. Get in touch. Ginger Dave not producing. I don't know where he is, but let's just put it this way. He's like a slightly younger Ginger and Mick Jagger. This should give you some idea. Last broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, Cass.
Go away.
Like a little fairy on top of the tree, isn't she? Little northern tattooed angry fairy that stinks of egg. She eats egg. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe's just got engaged.
Oh! Was it 3 months worth of... that's it?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Is he unemployed?
Congratulations, Chloe.
What?
Yeah. Victoria's on the news today.
Yes.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is moving like Jagger.
I don't...
Moving like Jagger, conceiving a child now. You've never done that. You don't even know what you're doing. Right, OK, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Let's start and get into today's big story with some music. We'll be right back. The Skids, Into the Valley. You are listening to it on Talk Radio. It's music on a predominantly Talk Radio station. Played there for your delight and also to add some production colour to the programme. It's how you get from one story to the other. I'll be honest with you, Cornelius has gone for a wee. So, but I imagine Cass, I imagine you're quite interested as to why I might be playing some music. That song, particularly that song, on a tour. Your arm makes a really weird noise, doesn't it?
I am so interested as to why you're playing Into the Valley.
By
The Skids.
Yes.
I'm confused and I can't think of why you would.
I think Cornelius heard the word skids and just went to the toilet involuntarily.
I think he did.
All right.
I think he did. Why would you be playing?
Well, it's linked to today's big story, Cass.
Oh.
It's linked to today's big story because it's production colour, isn't it?
That's really clever.
Yeah, I know. Joe, do you want to have a guess at what the big story might be?
Skids.
It's not that.
Valleys. Is it something to do with Wales?
No.
Charlton Athletic.
Oh, look who's back.
Oh, you're back, are you?
Yeah.
How was your urination?
It's good.
Good. I'll just tell you. It's Theresa May and Boris Johnson, obviously.
How?
What?
Theresa May and Boris Johnson, you know, in the news, on all the front of the papers.
But they're not in a valley.
No, they've had a rift.
It's like a
Rift Valley, isn't it?
Yeah, like a geological phenomenon thing.
Yeah. The Great Rift Valley in Africa. Anyway, they've had a rift, so it's valley. And that gets us neatly into the...
Not really.
Could we get a guest, please?
What?
They've had a falling out, a rift.
No, but I've done this bit. Con has to... I can't do everything.
All right, Con, can you get us a guest, please?
No, I need a wee again. Oh.
We'll find one. We'll get a guest on the radio to talk to about Boris Johnson, Theresa May's breakdown of relationship. Next on Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's 3 hours into the family Christmas board game, no one's talking, and you couldn't care in the slightest who wins. Fortunately, Maplin can upgrade your Christmas with a range of amazing tech gifts, including NextBase dash cams, VR headsets, and Elgato Game Capture HDs to record all your gaming triumphs. And right now, on everything at Maplin, get a £5 voucher when you spend £50, or a £10 voucher if you spend £100. Visit us in-store or search Maplin online. Maplin. All the tech you need this Christmas. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts, and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
TV or laptop? TV or laptop? TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my free reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
You're right. I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Bundles.
Offer ends 11th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject to status. £15 standard setup, Sky Q kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
Just can't wait for Christmas. At Argos, find the perfect gifts with buy one, get one half price on all jewellery. Plus, get a free £5 voucher when you spend £50. Go Argos. Jewellery offer ends 17th of December. Voucher offer ends 13th of December. Terms and conditions apply. See online for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Abingdon, Oxfordshire, the A34 southbound is closed due to a vehicle fire at the Marcham interchange section. Smoke is blowing across the road, causing major problems there. In Hampshire, the M271 northbound, there's one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle at the M27 junction 3 for Southampton Docks. And in North Tyneside, Tyne and Wear, the A19, slow traffic in both directions around the Coast Road and the Silver Link roundabout. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into.
or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Mio, Nextbase or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, home, of course, of your reactions. Here's some.
Lots coming in, John. This on Twitter. We are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. That's coming from Mad Honor. And, John, I was once mentioned in the Christmas song White Christmas. That's coming from Mary N. Bright.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep those coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Jagger's 20-something girlfriend pushes out something wrinkly as a result of doing exactly the opposite with something wrinkly 9 months ago. Boris Johnson, meanwhile, has been birthing out yet another gaffe. He's had a go at Saudi Arabia, as we know, and it's opened up a rift between him and... Has he got as many children as Mick Jagger, actually, Boris Johnson? He's got quite a few, hasn't he? Some we don't know about, right? Is that right? Is that the rumour?
No.
Okay. Anyway, there's a rift between Boris and Theresa May. It's her fault, apparently, for making him Foreign Secretary in the first place. Or is it? Maybe it's his fault for being an absolutely colossal arse. Who's to blame for the rift in their political marriage? Let's find out, because on the line now, very pleased to welcome back to the show, Dr. Pam Spur. She's, of course, the self-help and relationship expert, and is on Talk Radio's on a Saturday night. Hello, Dr. Pam.
Oh, hello, John.
I'd love to talk to you again. Now, if anyone can help this couple, it's you, I think. That's fair to say. I mean, let's start. Like, what sort of person do you think Theresa May is entering that relationship as she has with Boris Johnson? What sort of person is she?
Well, this is the thing. They are a classic case of opposites attracting. So we have Theresa, who is over-controlled, thinks carefully about things, and although she's driven to get the job done, she doesn't want to get attention for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And Boris, on the other hand, is impulsive, gregarious, and loves attention.
Yeah.
So they've come into their relationship as, you know, a classic case of opposite attracting, and they originally thought, ooh, I fancy someone a bit different. And they end up, of course, repelling each other, because this is often what happens when opposites attract.
Oh, I see. So their compatibility was doomed from the beginning then, really?
Pretty much so.
Yeah. And what should they do? You know, they've had a problem. They've had a falling out. You know, their political marriage is probably in trouble. Should they? I mean, if you were guiding them through and you sat them both down, you've got Theresa May there and Boris Johnson, they're holding hands. What would you say to them?
I would say they probably wouldn't be holding hands in the first place. Mm. So many couples I meet with problems like theirs are sitting on opposite sides of the room.
Right.
So what I'd have to do is tell them, for starters, you know, that to kiss and make up, like anyone facing a relationship issue, they have to put three tips into action. The first one is, no matter how much you and I want to know the gory details of what's going on, they have to stop airing their dirty laundry in public. And they must stop commenting on their differences on Saudigate in public. So this now has to be conducted behind closed doors.
In the bedroom with Boris and Theresa.
Oh my God, that is a vision I don't want in my head. Thank you.
I'm sorry for putting it there. It will never leave you.
Exactly, it will never. And like with any couple in this situation, that's their first step. They have to stop gossiping to their friends and families about what's going on, and keep it behind closed doors and focus on each other.
I see. And in terms of... let's just paint another scenario, and I apologise in advance for putting this in your head, but, you know, they are having problems, and I wonder maybe, because I've heard this advice before, and tell me if it's right or wrong, you know, to put some love back into their relationship, really. I mean, are we thinking cabinet meetings? Yes, but we make them more loving with maybe scented candles around in the meetings, and maybe Boris massaging trees, or the other way around with oils. Maybe they have a bath together. I don't, you know, just as a, is that the sort of thing you'd advise?
Well, normally that would be, yes, a couple steps down the road where you regain intimate sort of touching and affection. First, you have to take the next step, though, where they both have to hold their hands up to being wrong about certain things. So a couple will never heal if they keep pointing the finger of blame at each other.
Nice.
So Boris has to say, right, Teresa, I was wrong to say that in public. And Teresa has to say, yeah, I was wrong to have you chastised publicly.
Yep.
So they both have to own what they've done wrong before they get to the massage stage.
Okay. And well, fine. I mean, this is very helpful. I know they both listen to this program.
I'm sure they do.
Religiously, which is much the same way that I watch Songs of Praise. But this is good advice for them, and I hope we are helping. And I know they listen to your show on a Saturday as well, Dr. Pam, so, you know,
we
can help them some more there. Final question, really. I mean, how important is sex between a foreign secretary and a prime minister?
Well, it's really important if they want to have an intimate knowledge of each other,
yeah.
But not really crucial when you know, she is happily married and, I don't think they want to go there. We don't want that kind of scandal gracing the tabloids here.
No, I like the way he went, she's happily married and he, and then moved on. So, Dr. Pam, thank you very much indeed. Very helpful, very useful, very professional, self-help and relationship expert, drpam.co.uk, if you want her help also. If you're a political figure who's fallen out with a colleague and you just want to massage them with oils. Dr. Pam is on Talk Radio Saturday nights at 9 till midnight, and we thank her. If you've got a reaction on, maybe you've been in a similar situation, maybe you're a foreign secretary and you've fallen out with your prime minister over some, there's a rift, then get in touch and let us know what you did and how that worked out. Or if you want to give advice to either of them via us, because we know they're listening, then please do. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The next half an hour of the programme, of course, Headline Hijack is on the way, and we'll meet today's Lonely Luncher. It's 1:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
More than 1,000 Russian athletes across 30 sports benefited from a state-sponsored doping cover-up between 2011 and 2015. A report says Russia's Olympic team corrupted London 2012 on an unprecedented scale. Here's Professor Richard McLaren.
These in-the-field practices included top-level national team coaches buying and reselling performance-enhancing drugs to their elite athletes. The involvement of Russian anti-doping agency in corrupting doping control officers who would warn athletes in advance of out-of-competition testing.
83 potential suspects have been identified over historical sex abuse allegations in football against children as young as 7. The National Police Chief's Council says 98 clubs are impacted. Judges have ruled a bin lorry driver won't face a private prosecution over a crash in Glasgow that left 6 people dead. Harry Clark blacked out at the wheel in the city centre 3 days before Christmas in 2014. Police are to contact MP Michelle Thompson after she revealed she'd been raped. The independent member for Edinburgh West told the Commons about her ordeal yesterday. She says she was attacked at the age of 14 by someone she knew. Private schools are offering to create thousands of places for children from low-income families. They say they'll be offered free as long as the government pays what it would have cost to educate them in a state system. And UK gin sales have broken the £1 billion mark for the first time. The Wine and Spirit Trade Association says 40 new distilleries have opened this year. The weather, a bit of rain in the north but dry elsewhere. Some sunshine and cloud with highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, but I've got to have a word with you.
Oh.
I've heard from my mum.
Judith?
Yeah, I've got 6 angry face emojis.
Oh.
And she's confirmed she did hear what you said.
Oh.
And she says she's not weird with 4 exclamation marks. Look. How do you feel?
4?
Yeah.
Who uses that much?
Well, let's not.
Weird.
That's weird.
She's not weird.
She's not.
She's not.
Did she mention the lasers?
No.
Hmm.
No, she didn't.
Judith, if you want to get in touch about the... I'm sorry about what I said about the lasers coming out of your nipples. I'm sorry. So if you want to get in touch about that, so I'm sorry.
John.
What? I'm sorry.
I don't feel like you're helping the situation. I feel like you're just being really offensive to my mother.
I wouldn't ever do that. I like your mother.
You never met her.
I know. I'm just saying nice things. And hi, Judith. Hi. Yeah. You're great.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to mean that.
I do mean that.
And to not be offensive about my mum.
I won't be. Ever again.
Okay.
Hey, Judith, in an hour's time, your daughter will be here with bonus news. Does your mum know about...
About what, John?
That date.
What date?
That you went on.
What date?
Yeah, that one.
What date? What date?
That one.
I don't know what you're on about.
Anyway, in an hour's time, Victoria's here with bonus news. What is it today?
Animal news!
Oh, God, is right. It?
Yes.
All right, animal news.
That's mineral news. She's just made it up.
No, because we did food news yesterday as a replacement for mineral. So today's animal.
All right. Victoria likes an animal news. So Judith, your daughter, will be here with bonus animal news because her bulletins are smaller than they were and she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same, like a Toblerone, isn't it? Because they're smaller and they cost the same.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's
what
I'm explaining.
Heard it.
Yeah, it's like a news Toblerone.
News Toblerone, yeah. I hear it every day.
Well, yeah, no. Just so we're clear.
So repetitive.
Shut up. Right. So are you turning up with your news every half an hour,
yeah,
every day?
I change it, though.
Yeah.
Whereas you say the same thing every day.
You say Brexit, like, every day.
There's a lot of Brexit about.
Yeah. Should we get on with the programme?
Oh, yeah.
Chloe,
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon and welcome to you. Are you coughing again? You could have done it during the Jake Yap trail.
I didn't need to cough during it. It was literally as we came back on air, my body told me that I needed to cough.
Some reactions have been coming in to today's big story. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
John, if Theresa May likes Saudi Arabia so much, why doesn't she marry them?
Yes.
Has come in. And John, to me, Boris Johnson and Theresa May are like two peas in a pod. I don't like them, and I definitely don't want to eat them.
Thank you very much indeed. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Headline hijack then. That's what it's time for now. You will know. The news at 2 o'clock contains a made-up news lie to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. The data indicates that between 1 and 2 is lunchtime. And people are out for lunch and they miss this bit of the programme. Get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, hear the news, believe it to be true because it's the news, but it's not true at 2 o'clock. One of the stories is a lie and we'd like you to make it up, please. This one has come in from Kevin.
Kevin.
Nigel Farage has announced he will be recording a last-minute bid to become this year's Christmas number one single. It is a parody song called The Last Thing I Want for Christmas is the EU. The song has been written by Farage himself, and the video, this sounds very exciting, the video features Julia Hartley Brewer on horseback storming the High Court. That's, that sounds very entertaining, doesn't it? Thank you, Kevin. That's Kevin's example of a made-up story. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Read one out.
Okay. After it has emerged that councils make an extra £60 million from parking fines, says Malky, in the last year, residents across the UK are today demanding their council tax back. There are now calls for council tax to be doubled for all traffic wardens because no one likes them.
Mm. Boris Johnson has further outraged the Saudi Arabian government after releasing an apology video in which he wears traditional Arab clothing and seems to have adjusted the colour of his skin. Theresa May has condemned the video, saying it's a personal video by the Foreign Secretary, not an official government statement. I would have thought that when your Foreign Secretary makes a statement on a subject that's a foreign subject, being the Foreign Secretary, by default, it's kind of the position of the Foreign Secretary,
yes,
who is representative of the government. I mean, I'm no expert, but that's what I would have thought. I'm just... have you got one more there? Just before we...
Yes, I do, John.
Could you read this out, please?
Sure. This is from Danny, who says, Danny. The Japanese government have announced that they will be sending an envoy to tour our very own talk radio to meet the afternoon show team in order to thank them, thank the show for spreading Japanese culture across the UK.
Excellent.
The popular News in Haikus feature is said to have done better for UK-Japanese relations than Boris Johnson could ever do.
You're welcome, Japan, and indeed you, the government. We're happy to help out whenever you need us. Now, Lonely Lunch Club. Maybe Boris Johnson is listening, he's lunching alone because no one will talk to him after his gaffe. Maybe he's lunching alone at his gaffe. But if it's you that's lunching alone, we want to hear from you. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. Become inducted into it. Be on the receiver. Stop coughing.
I can't stop bringing in attention to it.
I told you before, my microphone has got a cough button.
Yes, I know.
Right? Because yours hasn't.
Yes.
So, right? So the presenter microphones have cough buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And you, if you want to make an involuntary sound,
mm-hmm,
right, you press the... I'll show you how it works. All right. You press the button and it cuts my microphone out. So if I press this button now...
Yeah, and your microphone's turned off. Microphone's turned
off, and if I put the button back on. So,
yeah.
So if I want to cough like this, I'm not coughing down the microphone.
No.
So next time you want to cough,
yeah,
come round here, cough into this microphone and press the cough button.
I need to cough now.
You need to something. See?
I've just coughed into your microphone now, which probably isn't great for you.
No, that's right. I'm going to swap muffs.
Bit of phlegm there.
Mm.
He's swapping over the microphone muff.
There. And now we're all happy. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Time for Sounds Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
So compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to save, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got English Oak Effect 6mm laminate flooring for only £3.49 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses.
Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Mince pies, canapes, even pigs in blankets. We've sampled them all. And this Saturday, we'll be revealing the results of our great supermarket Christmas taste test. We'll be bringing you everything you'll need for your festive feast and all the top tricks and tips from Jamie, Nigella and many more. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in West Sussex, the M23 northbound exit slip road is partially blocked due to a broken down vehicle at junction 10 for Crawley. In Greater Manchester, the M56 westbound, still one lane closed and heavy traffic due to an accident between junction 6 for Hale and junction 7 for Bowden. In Clitheroe, the A59 in both directions as restrictions are due to an accident between the A671 Pimlico Link Road and the Pendle Road, also affecting the A671 northbound. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into. Or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Neo, Nextspace or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome still to come on the programme today. The end of the week quiz, of course. Testing your brand loyalty to this show. Have you been listening to this show for the last 5 days?
Yes.
Not you. Employees are not eligible.
Actually, I haven't because I have Monday off.
Yeah. Oh, you could play then. So, if you want to have a go on the end of the week quiz, get in touch. This is the number 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right, all of that coming. Oh, and live music, I forgot to say, of course, it's a Friday, which means we drag a busker in from the streets and force he or she to perform at microphone point for us in the last half an hour of the programme. Live music on Talk Radio, in session. what are you doing? What are you doing? I said...
You told me to run round to your microphone if I needed to cough.
But you have to... You can't just cough into... You've got to press the cough button.
I couldn't reach it.
Like Cornelius's bronchial system, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
What's a bronchial system? I can't get my head around it.
This is where we explain the news to you through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the big stories of the day. It's the news in haikus.
New baby Jagger wheezes itself and needs looking after, just like Dad.
The news! In haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Of course then, here we are. hammering on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the home for those who lunch alone. If that's you, we want to hear from you. Are you lunching alone? What reason? What reason are you lunching alone for? Tell us on the radio, and you could get a souvenir gift prize. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, to get in touch with us, get on the list. Let us meet today's Lonely Luncher, about to be inducted. It's Colette. Hello, Colette.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad today.
Good,
thank
not
you.
Too bad today. Glad to hear it. Is it better than yesterday so far?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, Colette, where are you and what do you do?
I'm in Manchester. Oh. I'm an office manager and I work for a company called One Education.
What do they do?
We have services into schools, so Manchester schools and outside Manchester schools buy our services, such as HR, IT, educational psychology, the whole spectrum.
Yes, the whole shebang. So how long have you been working in this field, Colette? A long time, or?
About 4 years now.
Okay.
In education,
So in the field of office managing, you're pretty up there, pretty at the top of your game, would you say?
Well, I could be better.
Could you? That's very honest, isn't it? That's
an honest. It's a good job. It's an interesting job.
Yeah, it's got like an appraisal this now, hasn't it? It's going to be a bit weird.
Yeah. I'm hoping for a pay rise at the end of this.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll assess you and see. Put in a good word.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lonely Lunch Club, of course, as you know, works like this. You have to be lunching alone, first of all. Why are you lunching alone? I mean, you've got a whole office to manage. I'm presuming it's full of people, but is it because you're in management and they choose not to lunch with you? Is that what it is?
No, not at all. They want to lunch with me. What it is mainly because it is a busy role. I'm kind of a go-to person. I'm health and safety and training and events, general go-to person. And I'm on the phones as well, so dealing with customers. So I'm talking all morning. I'm very busy all morning. So by lunchtime, I just want to sit away and relax my mind. Yeah. Read a magazine and have a nice lunch.
That's nice. Well, I'm glad we've intruded and ruined that for you. Because now you're on the phone again.
No, I'm talking to people, yeah.
Well, exactly, yeah. But the thing is, the point of this, as you know, is that you get a souvenir gift prize and joined the esteemed other inductees into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. You are a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, Colette, just by dint of being here. And very welcome, mm-hmm. very welcome you are too. What we like to do is we can role play for you, sort of colleagues and friends, really, in any number of scenarios. And as you spend your time on the phone, what sort of scenario, let's role play this one out. What sort of scenario, if I was calling you, what would I be asking for?
You might be asking to book onto one of our training events.
Okay. What's the most popular one?
Maybe safeguarding.
Safeguarding.
Safeguarding conference we've got coming up in January. Oh, yeah.
What does that involve?
It's around safeguarding children, keeping children safe in education.
Oh, yeah. So incredibly important. Exactly, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
All right. You mentioned health and safety as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's role play that, right? Because I'm going to ring up and you play the role of you, right? And I'll play the role of a customer. Just so we get a sense of what you do and how it works, all right? So, Cornelius, make the noise of a phone. No, the dialing bit.
Beep, 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 beep.
No, I mean the bit when you're hanging on, waiting for someone to pick it up.
Keep me hanging on.
Never mind, just forget that. Let's just pretend you pick the phone up. So you'd pick the phone up now, Colette, and say...
Hello, One Education, Colette speaking. How can I help you?
Hello there, my name's John. I'm calling because I'm in need of some health and also some safety, and you come very highly recommended. And I wonder if you could help me out with that.
Yes, I could. I could probably set you up on a call, health and safety call.
That sounds riveting. What happens on the health and safety course?
We actually bring in external trainers for that because it's a specialist course.
I hope the trainers have got correct grip on the bottom because you could slip over in those.
Well, yes, indeed. And it might be that you want to split that into, you might want just specific manual handling.
I do want some of that, yes.
Yes, you'd like a bit of that.
Yes.
Or you might like to work at height. Very safely.
I would like to work at height.
Yeah, you need to, don't you, really?
What are you saying?
That you're a very short man. Vertically challenged.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, nothing wrong with short men.
Thank you.
I like short men.
Thank you, Colette.
You're welcome.
Like a ugly baby.
I don't look like that. You look like that.
Oh, good comeback.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, I'd like to manual handling, please, and I'd like to work at height. So what advice?
Well, I won't be giving you advice. I can book you on.
Book me on.
If you're available. I've got one coming up on the 10th of January for manual handling.
Yes.
And working at heights on the 5th of February.
What if I want to be manually handled at height?
Well, we'd have to arrange something offline for that.
I see.
That would just be a personal service that I'd have to provide.
Really? This is taking a turn. Right. Now, see what I mean, Colette? That worked, didn't it? That's role-playing for you. That's, you know, we've got a sense of you. We've got a sense of what services you provide. And indeed your telephone manner, which, by the way, as part of your appraisal, I would say is excellent. So,
thank you.
You know, we will give you a raise. But although that technically is working at height, isn't it? So you'd have to go on if you want a raise, you'd have to go on a course. You get to choose, Colette, an exciting gift prize now, right? As I say, it's a kind of souvenir of your time with us. And what you'll hear is some music in a moment and then a list of things that are available to you. You get to choose one. So listen carefully, Colette. Here come the Talk Radio Tupperware Hall of Despair Lonely Lunch Club souvenir gift prizes.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's number one.
A Talk Radio mug.
As an Ian Lee listener pointed out last night, if you Google Talk Radio mug, it rather appropriately says the home of Talk Radio mugs, because that's a faultless algorithm.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
The free newspaper, all Japanese'd up.
A Talk Sport mug.
Today, Andy Jacobs is off, so in for him is TV presenter Angelica Bell. So switch over now to hear Hawksby and TV presenter Angelica Bell.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Well, with Christmas coming up, this is the ideal present to fob off in an office Secret Santa.
Right, well, I didn't explain that to Colette. Colette, I wrote a book, Colette. It came out in September. It's a memoir about growing up in the Neaton. It's hilarious and poignant.
But not selling very well, you said earlier.
Shut up. Anyway, that's on the list.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is having a heated debate with a shuttlecock.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
And there's only 22 days until the calendar is completely useless.
But we'll still be giving it away throughout next year as well.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
That will still be useful next year, unlike... Is it... Oh, Cass, it says.
Aspirald Cass is through the glass. She smells of eggs. Right, so out of those, Colette, I think you'll agree that that's an exciting range of prizes.
It's very exciting, yes. Yeah. It's hard to choose, but I think I'll go for the portrait.
The portrait? The book.
I think she thinks it's a portrait.
It's not a portrait, but there is a picture of me on the front of it.
The book. Yeah.
That is on its way to Manchester, Colette. Read it safely. You're in the Lonely Lunch Club. It's a pleasure talking to you. And you did pass your appraisal. Well done. Colette there, Manchester office manager. She's in the Lonely Lunch Club. Would you like to pointlessly waste some of your lunchtime by talking to us on the radio in return for one of those crap things we offered? Then get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email for that. Now, it's coming up to 2 o'clock. That means Headline Hijack's on the way very shortly indeed. After it, we will be joined today with hot guest action. Yes, that's right. Sam Barnett, he's playing the title role in the new Dirk Gently Netflix adaptation, adapted from the Douglas Adams books, of course. He'll be joining us to talk about that and more after 2 o'clock. And there's the end of the week quiz coming on the programme today, and don't forget live music as well. And Cornelius will be in a lift going downwards through the building, reading out texts from the haters and the abusers and the trolls that we get on a regular basis. It's a feature we call condescending. Headline Hijack, though, made up news story in the news. Cornelius,
Amy.
Amy, and where's she from?
Stornoway.
Excellent. Amy in Stornoway, well done. You have got today's headline hijack in the bag. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, and that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup, it has to be Heinz.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
I'm back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
The festive season is almost here. And if you know someone who's driving home for Christmas, make sure there are more than just wrong turns and arguments over who left the snacks at home by giving them the gift of digital radio in their car. They'll be able to listen to all their favourite stations, plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through an existing car radio. Just buy them an easy fit adapter and they're good to go. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you get all your available stations.
To find out how to get the gift of in-car digital radio, visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
Mince pies, canapes, even pigs in blankets. We've sampled them all. And this Saturday, we'll be revealing the results of our great supermarket Christmas taste test. We'll be bringing you everything you'll need for your festive feast and all the top tricks and tips from Jamie, Nigella and many more. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Santa does a cracking job this time of year. Making toys, flying the world, squeezing down chimneys, which does get trickier with each mince pie. But what about the grown-ups? It can't be more socks for Dad, can it? This Christmas with Renault, we're giving you £500 off the list price on a Renault Captur, Kadjar, new Clio and all-new Megane hatch until the 9th of January. So don't worry, Santa. We've got you covered. Book your test drive today. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Register by 31st of March 2017. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Hello, yes it is. Good afternoon. It's Friday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 1,000 Russian athletes doped. No prosecution after bin lorry deaths. And Bieber to play British Summertime.
Talk Radio.
An independent report into Russian doping has revealed what's been described as a dark secret for the world of athletics.
The Russian Olympic team corrupted the London Games on an unprecedented scale, the extent of which will probably never be fully established.
That's Professor Richard McLaren, who's been investigating a state-sponsored cover-up which allowed more than 1,000 Russian athletes to take performance-enhancing drugs without detection. He says it has massive implications.
Coaches and athletes have been playing on an uneven field. Sports fans and spectators have been deceived. It's time that stops. Yes, stops.
83 potential suspects have been identified over historical sex abuse allegations in football against children as young as 7. The National Police Chiefs Council says 98 clubs are impacted with 350 victims. 639 referrals have been made to Operation Hydrant, which is looking into claims linked to high-profile figures. The driver involved in the Glasgow bin lorry crash, where 6 people died in December 2014, won't face a private prosecution. Relatives of some victims brought a claim. Harry Clark lost consciousness at the wheel, and it later emerged he'd lied to bosses about a history of blackouts. Two brothers who were 10 and 11 when they tortured two young boys in South Yorkshire have been granted lifelong anonymity. The pair were sentenced to an indeterminate period in custody after the incident in the village of Edlington in 2009. A judge has ruled that original names and new identities must stay secret permanently. And Justin Bieber has been announced as the fourth headline act for next year's British Summertime Festival in London. The singer will bring his Purpose World Tour to Hyde Park for a one-off show. Kings of Leon, Phil Collins and Green Day have also been announced.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. I'm just agreeing with you. Yes.
News.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Any more communication from your mother?
Yes. She said you better mean it when you were being nice.
I did mean it.
Okay, good.
All done? Well done.
Right. Do the weather.
Have you done the weather?
No. I haven't even had the jingle yet.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, there you go. So needy.
Do the weather.
Why don't
please.
You sing me the jingle?
It's the weather, Victoria's weather. She's got the weather. She always takes the weather with her.
Oh, that's a new one. Thanks, John. A bit of rain in the north, but dry elsewhere. Some sunshine and cloud with highs of 14 degrees. The end.
There's more in half an hour. And it will contain bonus news today, animal news, which is Victoria's favourite. She has to fill some time at 2:30 with it because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. That's coming in half an hour. You're listening to Talk Radio. We will talk to the star of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. He's called Sam Barnett, and we'll do it after the sport that's pre-recorded with Ben Fletcher.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hull boss Mike Phelan says he's constantly discussing new ways to try and turn his side's form around. The Tigers sit second from bottom in the Premier League table going into tomorrow's match with Crystal Palace. Phelan says everyone at the club knows what they're in for this season.
When you don't win, then there's scrutiny put on you and all eyes look in. Try and find ways of making a point of why that happens. We know, you know, where we are, we know where we're at. We understand that it's always going to be a battle every game.
Hull Palace is live and in full over on TalkSport 2 tomorrow afternoon. Bobby Zamora has announced his retirement from football. The 35-year-old's been without a club since his release by Brighton last summer. Zamora played for West Ham, Spurs, Fulham, QPR and Bristol Rovers, and he won two England caps during his career. Finally, cricket in India had the better of day two of the fourth test. They were 146 for one at stumps in reply to England's first innings total of 400. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a study has shown that eating breakfast each day can increase your food intake by roughly a third. After 3 years of scientific tests, the data has shown that those who eat breakfast tend to eat almost one meal's worth more of food a day than people who opt to skip eating in the morning.
Thank you very much. That's Victoria with the news there and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. We'll meet Sam Barnett. He's an actor. He's coming this way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock, and now it's time for some of these.
Now today we'd like to bring on the crew. Here's Janie Lee Grace with the first factoid. Janie. Here's Tim Smith.
The chance of you dying is 10%.
Oh my goodness. The word silicone can be spelled 225 different ways.
50 pence of the Russian government's income comes from the tooth fairy.
And Janie Lee Grace.
Shakespeare uses hedgehog's teeth. His is the first written use of over 1,700 of them.
Wow.
Thai snake charmers kiss 19 highly poisonous cargo ships in an attempt to set a world record.
Factoids.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to this bit. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Hey, no, you know what? We're friends. Make it 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Now, as you know, it is Some Request Friday. Every Request Friday is Request Friday around here. On Radio 2, what they have over there is All Request Friday, where Simon Mayo plays records and songs for people who call up and write in and email and say, oh, I'd like to hear that, please. And he does it. He does it. It's nice. We're not allowed to because of operational licence reasons, because we're a talk radio station. So over here, you can request speeches and talks. That's it. As dedications. That's it. That's what it... It's get in touch. Tell us what you want to hear.
Is that it?
Yeah, we'll make your Friday happen. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
We'll make your Friday happen.
Dear everyone, this has come in from Claire. Dear everyone at Talk Radio, except Johnny Gould. May I say, I have been listening to Talk Radio all this week when I wait for the train, and I think the station is great. It has clean amenities and the trains are always on time. Would love it if you play me Leonardo DiCaprio, the UN Messenger of Peace, at the opening of the Climate Summit in 2014. I'd like to hear it. I love it. As I stand here and I admire this wonderful train stop and listen to your substandard radio programme. Many thanks from Claire. Leonardo DiCaprio, UN Messenger of Peace, at the opening of the Climate Summit 2014. That, Claire, is a Friday banger.
I haven't heard this for ages.
I woke up with it as an earworm this morning, coincidentally. Mm. It's an anthem. It is. So for Claire and everyone else, it's Leonardo DiCaprio at the Climate Summit 2014.
As an actor, I pretend for a living. I play fictitious characters, often solving fictitious problems. I believe that mankind has looked at climate change in that same way, as if it were a fiction, as if pretending that climate change wasn't real would somehow make it go away. But I think we all know better than that now. Every week, we're seeing new and undeniable climate events, evidence that accelerated climate change is here right now. Droughts are intensifying, our oceans are acidifying, with methane plumes rising up from the ocean floor. We are seeing extreme weather events and the West Antarctic and Greenland ice sheets melting at unprecedented rates, decades ahead of scientific projections. None of this is rhetoric, and none of it is hysteria. It is fact. The scientific community knows it, industry knows it, governments know it, even the United States military knows it. The chief of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Command, Admiral Samuel Locklear, recently said that climate change is our single greatest security threat.
There he is. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. He's the UN Messenger of Peace. At the opening of the Climate Summit 2014. Playing that for Claire, who when she waits for the train, listens to Talk Radio. She loves the train station, not this one. She was clear about that. If you've got a request or dedication you'd like us to play for you, it has to be a speech or a talk, though, for license reasons, then do get in touch with us. 87222.
Slightly messages with the word talk.
Well done, Kath. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Slightly messages with anybody you like or a speech request.
Yep.
Or something.
She's through the glass. She just fell over a chair. Anyway, now, guest action. Yes, that's right. He's a man. He's called Sam. He's going to be joining us very shortly indeed. He's in Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. It's on Netflix from the 11th of December. Before we talk to him, here's the trailer for it.
Did you see an animal?
Said they found paw prints.
Like a dog? No. Also, you're fired.
My name is Dirk Gently. I'm a detective.
You don't look like a private detective.
Well, no private detective looks like a private detective. That's one of the first rules of private detection.
You're a detective who doesn't find clues. That sounds insane.
Ding dong.
A missing girl, her murdered father.
It is strange, isn't it?
Give me the dog, or kill her.
Give us the her, or we'll throw the dog off the bridge.
I'm bluffing, but if he shoots her, throw the dog off the bridge.
So, good afternoon, then. You are listening with your ears to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Between 1 and 4 o'clock on a weekday, I am John Holmes, and I promised you hot guest action. And once again, I am not going to fail to deliver. I am joined by an actor, perhaps best known for his role as Doddington in the 2002 TV movie Strange, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive sex shop assistant in one episode of the sitcom Coupling in 2001.
You have been through my CV, haven't you?
Yes, I have. In quite some detail, Sam. Sam Barnett. Yes, I have. That's some CV, isn't it, though? I mean, you've got two CVs, as far as I can tell. One is, like, proper acting. I mean, you've gone like theatre. You've got awards for this stuff and nominations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like treading the boards proper.
Yes.
And then sex shop assistant and Coupling. You've been in the marriage of Figaro, Sam.
Yes, I have. I have. It's true. I do seem to have two CVs. You're right when you put it like that.
Both as commendable as the other.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Look, you're here because you're starring in this new Jerk. That's
good.
That's offensive.
That is a good one. No,
that is offensive.
I mean,
I don't know why I said that.
Come on.
I'm not calling you a jerk.
Jerk gently.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
good advice, isn't it?
Well, always.
Yeah. Dirk Gently.
Yes.
The holistic detective. Yeah. You are him.
I am him, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How did all this come about? And tell us about it.
I mean, I'm still kind of amazed that I am him. I did a self-tape audition.
Yeah.
Sent it into the States and thought I'll never hear anything back from that. And then they called and I went for a screen test in LA. And then suddenly Elijah Wood came on board.
Yeah.
And I was doing chemistry tests with him and, you know, seeing if we got on well and stuff. And
you better explain that, because people listening to this
well,
now think you've
I
got
know.
A chemistry set.
Oh, I do have a chemistry set.
You're making ammonia with Elijah Wood.
With Elijah Wood. Yeah. We just wanted to try a bit of science. yeah, it was a kind of a read where we had to read together and to see, I guess, how we got on as people, but also if we had any on-screen chemistry at all. And I remember in the audition thinking, we do. I thought we were good together. But then I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like, what feels good on the inside isn't necessarily good from the outside. So turns out it works.
It does work.
Yeah.
I mean, it works on screen really well.
I think so.
It's really good.
I think so.
I know I sound surprised, and I don't mean to, but it is really good.
Well, it's one of those things that with the best will in the world, you can cast a couple of people who you think are going to get on great on screen, and sometimes it just doesn't work. But I felt from the moment we started acting together, because he is he's so good, and he's such a classy actor.
Yeah,
actually, he's very good at listening and reacting and receiving and kind of just being in the moment. That and that's how I like to work.
Yeah.
So we got on really well as actors.
I've interviewed him for one of his film roles, and I got on with him because he was short.
Well, you know, we've got to find common ground somewhere.
You've got to bond, haven't you?
How are we going to bond?
I don't know.
I'm not a tall man.
No, you're not a tall man, but next to me, you're a little bit. You are a little bit. Even Richard Hammond, it turns out,
is taller than we think.
Slightly taller than I am. But not tall, but even so. But look at you all turned out like
well,
smart,
no,
aren't you?
I know.
It's the radio. What are you doing?
No, it's because I'm doing this all day and I wasn't quite sure where I was going to be. So I've got some on-camera stuff and I've got an event later. So I was like, I better dress up a little bit.
What's your event?
It's called Netflixmas.
That doesn't work. Netflixmas.
How dare you? It's the new thing. Netflixmas is the new thing. It's
happy
the,
Netflixmas,
everyone. It is the Netflix Christmas event that I am going to.
Netflixmas.
I am hoping they will have a cardboard cut out of me to stand next to.
They probably will.
I
so. May well be taller than you.
It probably will be. More life-size than I am.
So Dirk Gently, right, so this has been adapted before,
yes.
Let us not forget, for television and certainly radio.
Yeah.
And to mixed reception in the case of when it's gone before.
Yeah.
But this is so different to any of those.
It is. I think what Max Landis has done, our writer, and Arvind even Ethan David, who sort of really brought this to fruition, they have liberated Dirk from the books. So we're true to the books in terms of there are plenty of things that Max has borrowed, and Dirk is very much the Dirk from the books. I don't physically look like the Dirk from the books, but the spirit of him and the character,
that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. No
Tom
one,
Cruise doesn't look like Jack Reacher
well,
either.
Well, there
so
we
no
go.
No one cares about
there
that.
There we go. Actually. It's a bit of a liberty, but we've very much kept the character the same. But we've sort of picked up from the end of the third book, which was an uncompleted half.
This was the one where he went to America.
Yes,
yeah.
And he goes to America. So we've kind of picked up from there. And we do allude to the first couple of books in the first, I think, first or second episode.
Yeah.
So we allude to some of the plot lines and storylines that have happened. But this is essentially Dirk set now in our world in a new adventure. And it feels very Douglas Adams to me.
It really does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's as if Douglas Adams wrote Sherlock Holmes and then messed about with it.
That's it. And indeed, I didn't know that.
You can have that for the poster if you want.
Oh, that is a good tagline. I'm still trying to find a way of describing this whole season in one line.
There you go.
Like, you're meant to be able to say, Dirk Gently is about, I can't do it yet.
Yeah.
But I might steal that.
It's like Douglas Adams wrote Sherlock Holmes and messed about with it.
Yeah.
But you have to credit me. You can't just have it.
John Holmes.
Thank you. But it does. It feels like it's got its own world. And it also feels very now and weirdly Netflix-y, if you see what I mean. Because it's got that kind of bingey quality.
It does. And I think that's what's great about it being on Netflix. Because we've been shown weekly on BBC America in America. But I think if I was watching it, I'd want to be able to watch it in my own time, like one episode after the other, because it is quite complicated sometimes to follow, and I wouldn't want a week in between. I'd have to re-watch episodes. So I'm really thrilled it's on Netflix. And it is like one long 8-hour movie.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with one mystery over the course of the first season, and each season will be a new mystery. But what will continue through the seasons is the mythology of the characters, because we start to find out more about Dirk and about Bart and Todd and Amanda and all the main characters. That you get into the mythology of who they are and why they have these sort of special powers.
Important question for you now.
Mm, go on.
Would you throw a dog off a bridge?
Sure.
Yeah, good work. that'll make no sense to people who haven't seen it yet.
Watch the show.
It will become clear if you watch the
show. It's not just animal cruelty.
look, we mentioned things like coupling and everything else, but and there was also a role that I noticed, which we did Lady in the Van, didn't you?
Yeah.
As an out-of-work actor.
Yes, right? I did.
How did you prepare for that?
At the time, I was an out-of-work actor, would you believe? Good. I was like, thank God this has come along. I've done loads of...
Well, it's kind of what's interesting about your career in terms of, you know, a lot of actors come through here, Sam, I'm brutally honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, varying quality.
Like buses.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Busted once.
Ah.
You are sitting in the chair where one of them sat.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Exciting. But you get a lot of... But they've just done TV or film. But you've been, like, proper theatred.
Yeah.
Like The Globe. You've played The Globe.
I've done The Globe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I grew up doing theatre, like amateur stuff, and I think I never expected to ever do screen work when I was at drama school. I just thought I was a theatre creature. But actually, my first three jobs out of drama school were all TV. I did the sex shop assistant, I did a Boots commercial, I did Strange, the TV series, and then I did The Royal. And then finally, I did get into a theatre job in Chichester and then one in Manchester, and then I got into the National Theatre.
Yeah.
So I've always done film and TV alongside my theatre career, and I always will. Like, I will never come away from doing theatre. I'm absolutely dying to do so much. I haven't done any for about a year.
Right.
And I love it, and I miss it.
That's interesting, because not all actors would say that either.
No, so. I think it's where I learn.
Yeah, yeah.
Because...
Because it changes every night with the audience. It
changes every single night, and you have to be present, and that's what you can then bring to filming. And also, I will probably usually get stretched in theatre in a way that I might not in TV, just because I'll be cast more to type in filming, whereas in theatre, I'm not always cast to type. But having said that, I'm not sure what type Dirk is. It's certainly the furthest away from me that I've played.
Well, I suppose, in a way, yes, and you're right, because that casting against type, even the character in the book, as we've just been talking about, is quite an interesting move, I think. And not something you're expecting, which is kind of what you get from Dirk Gently anyway. It's not what you're expecting.
Yeah, so. I think they struggled to find Dirk for quite a while, but the one thing I wanted to do with him was he could be seen as a complete clown, and that's not what's in the writing. Max has written somebody who is actually, who has depths, and I wanted to, for me, there's no point in playing comedy for the sake of comedy, because you can't sustain that over 8 episodes or 5 seasons or whatever. You have to come from a more human point of view, and also comedy's funnier when it's truthful, isn't it? So
what was on your audition tape that you shot yourself?
11 pages of dialogue. I was just given 3 scenes.
Yeah.
And I put those on tape.
Okay.
And went in. And they were the only ones I ever had to do. I'd had 5 auditions for it in the end and just kept repeating those scenes.
over and over again.
And kept going, anything different you want me to do? Because I'm dying here and I feel like
really
I'm
fed up with
not going to progress to the next level if I don't do something
else. You should
have
done a bit of The Marriage of Figaro or something.
I should have just burst into song or done a tap dance or something.
So I've got Sex Shop Assistant.
Or Shakespeare. The gamut.
All the glory roles for you. look, we're nearly out of time.
Okay.
We're literally out of time.
We're done.
I mean, we're kind of done.
We're done
we're
here.
Done here.
John.
but it's been really nice have you in. What's next? What are you doing next?
I'm actually doing season 2 next.
Oh, fine.
I'm recovering from this shoulder injury I had during season 1 to get ready for season 2.
Right.
That is what's next.
What's your recovery process for your shoulder then? What are you doing?
I had an operation because I dislocated it, and so I'm doing physio 3 times a week and then trying to build some muscle to keep my shoulder in place. It's all fun.
Yeah. So that jacket that I was thinking is very stylish is actually sort of a medical aid.
It's sort of holding me in place right now. If you take it off, my arm falls out.
Sam Barnett is in, and is, in fact, and I'm going to say this carefully, Dirk Gently. Not the other one.
No.
Holistic Detective Agency, which, of course, adaptation of the Douglas Adams books. Netflix, 11th of December.
That's right.
That's right. But, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Sam Barnett on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty tool kit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
Time for Sounds Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
Go compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lincolnshire on the A15 at Waddingham, you'll find that temporarily closed due to recovery work after an accident involving a lorry between the B1205 and Redbourne Mere. Slow on the M40 northbound in Oxfordshire between 11 for Banbury and 12 for Gaydon. Same on the M42 northbound in Warwickshire between junction 8 for the M6 and junction 9 for the M6 toll. And in Greater Manchester, still one lane closed and heavy traffic due to barrier repairs on the M60 clockwise at junction 19 for Heaton Park. I'm Paul Jenkins.
This autumn, grab a scarf, kick up some leaves and enjoy SEAT's beautifully created autumn drive. Until the 31st of December, you can get a new Ibiza FR with 1 year's free insurance. Plus, we'll give you an extra £500 when you test drive any new SEAT. SEAT insurance offer is available on qualifying new SEAT Ibiza FR models for drivers aged 18 and over. Excludes Northern Ireland, subject to eligibility. T's and C's apply. For full details, visit insurewithseat.co.uk/Ibiza. SEAT Motor Insurance is arranged and administered by Carrot Risk Technologies Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion. Intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, hello and welcome indeed. You are listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, there will be the end of the week quiz. It will test your brand loyalty. There'll be the big debate at 3 o'clock. And there'll be live music in the last half an hour as we drag a busker in off of from the streets to perform live for us in session in the studio. Now, before that, though, it is Some Request Friday. It's Some Request Friday. You can request some requests, and we're not allowed to play music because we don't have the right licence to do that. But we can play speeches and talks. We earlier heard, this was for Claire, She wanted to hear Leonardo DiCaprio's opening of the climate summit, 2014 climate summit, because what a banging Friday anthem. This is coming from Paul and another Claire. My wife and I are due to go to her work's Christmas party tonight, John, to help us get us in the mood. Could we please hear Simon Mayer introducing his children's book, Itch Rocks? We were at a party recently and it fell utterly silent when somebody played it on YouTube. Could you please play it for Paul and Claire in Stranraer? Looking forward to a banging night, he says.
Oh, one of those nights.
Yes, apparently the party's being held on a roundabout near Maidenhead. So, especially for you, Paul and Claire, to get you in the mood. It's Song Request Friday. Here's Simon Mayo introducing his children's book.
Hello, I'm Simon Mayo. I'm the author of Itch Rocks, which is part two of the Itch story. When we left him last year, you might remember that Itch thought that he'd managed to get rid of these very, very dangerous rocks, the deadly and very valuable rocks of the new element 126, which had not been discovered before. Anyway, he thinks he's dealt with them. Of course, he hasn't. And they're back, and they're back with a vengeance. Also, Itch is back at school. But this time, he has a security service detail. It's a bit like going to school with the MI5 agents that would look after the Queen. It's that kind of thing, which is quite fun if you're in the back of history. So they accompany him to school, they accompany him back from school, and it's in that process that he actually gets kidnapped. Well, there's a kidnap attempt from some Russian mafia agents. That's right at the beginning of the book. He has girl trouble, which is quite a surprise, really. There's one girl in the year above who used to be friendly. Suddenly, she's gone all hostile. There's another girl who's quite a few years above Itch, and she appears to be as fascinated with the periodic table as he is. Yes, another element hunter is in town. Itch Rocks is more deadly, it's more explosive, and Nathaniel Flowerdew, the crazed, mad science teacher, wants his rocks back.
That was great, wasn't it? What another banging speech talk that was. We were speaking along to every single word of that in the studio. Absolutely. What a...
You're such a good dancer, John.
I know.
You've been learning.
Have you been
going to classes?
I move like Jagger.
You do. Are you feeling
when
okay?
When he's conceiving, as he constantly seems to do. So, in the next bit of the programme, then, end of the week quiz. And if you want a speech or a dedication, by the way, a speech or a talk, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message anywhere you like.
End of the week quiz coming up in the next bit as well. Now, look, it's 2:30. Look, would you look at the time? It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk radio.
The London Olympics was corrupted on an unprecedented scale by Russian dopers. That's the finding from an independent report into the country's drug practices, which says 1,000 athletes cheated. Great Britain's world record-holding marathon runner Paula Radcliffe says Russia has to take responsibility for the fraud it committed in helping athletes cheat.
The level that has been exposed in this document and the proof that backs it up means that certainly I'm in agreement with Professor McLaren there, everybody has to work together. All of the anti-doping agencies and different federations and the IOC need to work together.
83 potential suspects have been identified as part of the investigation into historical child sex abuse in football. Police say some of the alleged victims are as young as seven. The driver involved in the Glasgow bin lorry crash, where six people died in December 2014, won't face a private prosecution. Relatives of some of the victims brought a claim. Harry Clark lost consciousness at the wheel and it later emerged he'd lied to his bosses about a history of blackouts. A judge has ruled the original names and new identities of two brothers who tortured two young boys must remain secret. They were 10 and 11 when it happened in South Yorkshire in 2009. Police are to contact MP Michelle Thompson after she revealed she'd been raped. The independent member for Edinburgh West told the House of Commons she was attacked at the age of 14 by someone she knew. And UK Sport has announced it's not going to fund archery, badminton, fencing, weightlifting or wheelchair rugby for the next Olympic and Paralympic Games. The decisions are based on whether the sport has realistic medal possibilities in Tokyo. The weather, a bit of rain in the north, but drier elsewhere with some sunshine and cloud. Highs are 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
No, there isn't.
There's more now.
There's more now. Would you like to explain?
Once upon a time, I used to do 3-minute bulletins in the afternoon. Mm. But then, for reasons unbeknown to myself... Is that the right word? I don't know. Anyway, they decided...
Someone whose job is about words. You don't know many.
Well, usually I script them.
Would you want me to write the word down for you?
No. I'm not going to say it again. So they... That's not helpful.
Isn't it? No, just that word. No. Not that. Ignore that.
Oh. Okay.
Just show notes.
Unbeknownst. That's what I was trying to say.
I know.
Unbeknownst to myself, John Holmes, Cornelius Mendes.
Yeah, what?
Everyone. Unbeknownst to everyone.
Yeah.
They shaved the bulletins by a minute.
Mm.
And John felt aggrieved by the fact that I was appearing not to do as much work as before, but for the same money. So now he forces me to do an extra bulletin at 2:30 daily to fill the gap. Even though normally the gap created by what would have been the extra minute of news is adequately filled by the rambling of
you
explaining the situation.
Very concise. So here we go with bonus animal new bonus
three
animal two, news
one. From aardvarks to zebras. This is animal news.
I love it so much.
I know.
So hundreds of strangers have helped fund a home for a cow that was due to be slaughtered. So a woman set up a crowdfunding campaign as she couldn't afford to pay the cost of a field where Jean Genie was grazing. So she asked for £1,500, but people online were amazing and they donated £3,500. So it means that they've got...
You could buy a slaughterhouse for that money.
Well, I don't know if you could. I think that would probably actually cost more.
You get a bolt gun.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about killing the animals. Let's talk about saving them. So now Jean Genie will have the field for a long time.
Good news.
And RSPCA inspectors had to help free a sheep which had a traffic cone wedged on its head. Now I did print off a picture.
Is it a student?
Bad news.
I printed off a picture, but I forgot to bring it in.
Oh.
The ewe was roaming around in the field.
Where is it?
It's on my desk. The ewe was roaming around in a field in Hertfordshire and she was unable to dislodge it on her own accord. So then the inspector...
On her own accord?
By herself. And so the inspector helped and the charity says, luckily she wasn't hurt.
Who put it there?
I don't know how the cone ended up on the
sheep's
head.
Those sheep, when they get drunk. What's that?
It's the picture of the drunk sheep with the cone on its head.
We can't comment on whether it was drunk or not. We don't have that information.
Why has it got cone on its head?
Maybe someone put it there. And a policeman's badge, a prosthetic leg and a Jack Russell dog are among the more unusual items which have been left in pubs after Christmas parties. So 170 pubs are questioned and apart from the usual phones, keys and bank cards, staff even found more expensive presents and embarrassing underwear.
Right, thank you very much for...
And a stuffed otter.
Was that in the embarrassing...
As well as a sex toy.
What?
All of these things have been left behind in pubs post-festive booze-ups.
Right, in that case, thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
With your animal...
Animal news.
Animal news. Yeah. There's an end of the week quiz on the way very shortly. If you'd like to have your brand loyalty to this shambles tested, then do get in touch with us. And you can come on the radio and play the end of the week quiz, 87222.
Start your message with the word tool. Start your message with
any word you like.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So after the weekend, the world news has always shifted and there's one place for you to have your say, your one-stop forum for conversation every weekday morning. It's The Big Show, The Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with me, Paul Ross. If it's on your mind, better call Paul. Get it on the radio. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it is Talk Radio, yes, sir. It's just coming up to 28 minutes to 3 o'clock. Live music in around an hour's time as we drag a busker in off the streets, of course, to perform live for us on our Music Friday busker... It hasn't really got a name. Session. Probably should have thought that.
Live Music Friday, we normally call it.
Do we?
That's what you normally say.
Do
or
I?
Busker sessions.
Yeah, and anyway, it's all that.
Busker rhymes, we should call it.
That's quite good, actually.
I've bought something in, John.
It's not show and tell, is it?
No, but I've bought something in to show you and tell our listeners about.
Okay, it is show and tell then.
Yes. So, as you know, I have an advent calendar.
Yes.
And it is made out of balloons.
Yes, it is. Your mum bought it for you.
Yes, that's correct.
It's one of the many things she does for you.
Yes, okay. This is today's joke.
Sorry, explain the advent calendar that's made of balloons.
So you pop a balloon each day.
Yeah.
There's 24 of them, each numbered. Pop a balloon each day, chocolate and a joke fall out. Or an activity.
What a time to be alive.
Yes. This is the joke. I thought I'd bring it in. This isn't going to be a regular feature because yesterday our boss told us we had a meeting about suitable content for the show.
Yeah.
What happened to the man who stole
was
an advent
calendar? Was that because of your taste test?
It may have been.
Right.
What happened to the man who stole an advent calendar?
I don't know.
He got 25 days.
Right, well, thanks for bringing that in.
Well, no, but obviously there's something horrifically wrong with this.
Yes, it's a dull feature.
No, it's not a feature. But can you not see what's wrong with this? He got 25 days.
Yes.
Advent calendars only have 24 days. They count down to Christmas Eve.
Mine doesn't.
Well, the balloon one does. And what's further annoyed me, is that this is from an advent calendar. It could have just looked at itself before writing the joke. But no, like, there's literally 24 balloons in front of them, and they're stuffing these jokes or activities in. And what if they'd gone, oh, we should put that in day 25? They would have gone, we don't have one. Right, throw away the joke.
Maybe when your mum was blowing the balloons up, she burst 25, so then now you've got 24. Maybe there was a 25.
Well, no, we looked at this. We did. I've investigated. I went online, investigated where you buy balloon advent calendars from, and it says 24 balloons. So I want to know how this has happened, John, because for me it's a disgrace.
Well, I'll be honest, some advent calendars do have 25.
No, they don't. They all count down to 24.
No, they don't, because on Christmas think of the disappointed face of a child on Christmas Day. It comes downstairs, opens the last flap, door or window.
Why would they even have a... No, it's but a I'm do- saying they don't door, even have 25 windows.
They do.
They only have 24
doors.
Windows.
Doors. You open it and there's a chocolate or something. They do. They've got 25. Some have 25, some have 24.
How's that work?
I don't know.
Well, that needs to be sorted.
All right. Does your calendar... It's a text thing. It's all the big stories. Does your calendar, does your advent calendar have 24 or 25... Let's do a Twitter poll. That's modern. 24 or 25 door flaps. Which does it have? How many? 24, 25, 87, 22.
Start your message with the word talk.
Let's Twitter poll it.
Yeah?
I mean, it's rubbish, but it's still better than anything Paul Ross puts on there. Right. Let's take traffic and travel, and then we'll be back with the end of the week quiz here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, guys. It's me, James Buckley, off the telly and YouTube channel. Completed it, mate. Did you know that Game are now selling Mafia 3 for £34.99 on PS4 and Xbox One, saving you £15? Wow, what a deal! Why am I telling you? Let's just say that Game made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Yes, just like the Mafia. Well, they gave me a load of money and I signed a contract agreeing to do their adverts, so it's not really like the Mafia. Terms apply. Please visit game.co.uk for details.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts, and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
week at TradePoint. Get a £5 money-off voucher when you spend £50. Or a £10 money-off voucher when you spend £100. It's as simple as that. Spend today and save on your next purchase. TradePoint members only. Offer ends 18th of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Conditions apply.
Mince pies, canapes, even pigs in blankets. We've sampled them all. And this Saturday, we'll be revealing the results of our great supermarket Christmas taste test. We'll be bringing you everything you'll need for your festive feast and all the top tricks and tips from Jamie, Nigella and many more. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, still that problem on the M1 northbound in Northamptonshire, which is closed between junction 16 for Daventry and 18 for Rugby for recovery and surface carriageway work after an accident that happened at 11 o'clock last night. There is a diversion in place. On Merseyside, the M53 southbound, that's closed due to a police incident between junction 2 and junction 3 for Woodchurch. And in the West Midlands, the M6 northbound, a lane blocked on the entry slip road at junction 9 for Wensby due to a broken down vehicle. I'm Paul Jenkins.
This autumn, grab a scarf, kick up some leaves and enjoy SEAT's beautifully created autumn drive. Until the 31st of December, you can get a new Ibiza FR with 1 year's free insurance. Plus, we'll give you an extra £500 when you test drive any new SEAT. SEAT insurance offer is available on qualifying new SEAT Ibiza FR models for drivers aged 18 and over. Excludes Northern Ireland, subject to eligibility. T's and C's apply. For full details, visit insurewithseat.co.uk/Ibiza. SEAT Motor Insurance is arranged and administered by Carrot Risk Technologies Limited.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. That is Yasmin Khan. We'll indeed be here from, what time do we finish? 4 o'clock. And she will have today's, Friday's, drive time. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Now, the news... as you know, we cover it in depth on Talk Radio, and what we've found over the past 9 months that we've been doing it is that the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Cornelius is on the phone, you see in there, and so Cass had to join him. Anyway, we explain the news in, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables, it's the news in haikus.
Russian cyber spies attack Germany. They need a Berlin firewall.
The news in haikus. Right then, it is time to play Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Over the week. It's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Not for us, the joy of nectar cards or those things you get in a coffee shop where they stamp it and you get a free cup of coffee after 25 years of going in there.
Bless you.
Thank you. Instead, we test your brand loyalty with a low-quality quiz. On the line to play today is Jack. He's a student. He's in London. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Jack? Hi, Jack.
I'm not bad. How are you?
Hi, Jack. Fine, Jack. You?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Great.
Very good.
We'll be the judge of that. All right, student in London, Jack. How long have you been a student?
I have been. This is my fourth year as a student.
Ooh, fourth year as a student, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this then, you know, ready to go out there into the world of work very shortly. Where, you know, it will be a roller coaster ride, of course, of employment unemployment. I don't want to bring it down, but yeah, that's just how life is. Okay. But this right now could well be the highlight of, I'm going to say, your life, Jack.
I mean, there's a possibility.
Yeah.
And cherish it, because the first year after I left uni was probably the worst of my life.
But that's not true, is it? Because now you work here and that's much worse.
You don't know what I did in that year.
All right. So it's end of the week. What did you do in that year?
I worked at Radio 2.
Oh, yeah. Here's the end of the week quiz, Jack. Have you, are you a listener to Talk Radio, Jack?
Yep, I've been dipping in and out this week.
Dipping in and out. Well, let's hope you dipped at the correct times, because what I have here, Jack, are three, count them, three questions. They're clips of things that have happened on this show this week. All you've got to do is essentially tell me what happened next. The first question concerns Tuesday. I can tell you that's the you know, I'm telling you that now. Concerns Tuesday. So let's ramp up the tension with a drone. Tuesday. We had some hot guest action in the shape of the comedian Joe Lycett. But he wasn't the only guest we were having on that day. Let's talk to the first of our many guests today. And then at the end of the programme, we'll judge which one was best. Hello, Joe Lycett.
Hello! Who else is on your show today?
Ah, I got a guess.
Yes. Diane Abbott.
No.
Lord Alan Sugar.
No.
The child actress from Stranger Things, whose name I don't know.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, that one.
No. Ah. And so the list went on. But which of these names that I'm about to tell you did he also guess? Did he say former Hollyoaks and Brookside actress Linda Lusardi? Is she? Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan? Or buffoonish UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson? Which of those did he say?
Linda Lusardi.
Let's find out.
Linda Lusardi.
No. Is the right answer. That's what he said. But I don't know that she was in Hollyoaks and Brookside. When was that, Cornelius?
On Wikipedia.
Okay. I thought she was a topless model.
She was definitely in Hollyoaks and Brookside.
All right, fine. That was very well played, Jack. Here's question number...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Here's question number two. We had a spokesperson and a spokesdog in from the Dogs Trust, who have called themselves, for Christmas, as a little PR gimmick, the Socks Trust, because they're urging people to give socks this Christmas instead of dogs. We should talk about Peter the dog, who is sitting very calmly on your lap, who is a chihuahua, and who was being stroked by Victoria during her news bulletin. But he's behaving very, very well on your lap there.
He is.
The chihuahua.
He's very well media trained.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
I knew this would happen, because Cornelius, what happened was...
Now I want one for Christmas.
Let me... No!
I think we failed.
No, Cornelius! The message is... You can't have one. You're irresponsible on... Look, you can't look after a pen. So, that's... That was Cornelius. We gave him a pen, and it died the next day. So, what inappropriate question did I then ask the spokesperson and the spokesdog regarding socks and dogs? Did I say, A, have you ever put the socks on the dogs? Did I say, B, did you make the dog make the socks in a dog labour camp? Or did I say, C, are the socks made from abandoned dog hair?
Ooh, this one's going to be a guess. I'll go A.
A, socks on dogs, let's find out.
Who doesn't like a nice pair of socks at
Christmas? Have you, and be honest about this, have you or any of your colleagues, in a moment of slightly tipsy amusement, put socks on a dog?
100% no.
It's the right answer! Good guess, Jack, very good, very good guess.
They wouldn't let me put the socks on the dog either.
No. No. Question number three. Finally, yesterday, the glitz and the glamour returned to the programme. As a man from TalkSport came to do the showbiz news for us, he has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but he told us this story.
The weird relationship between Cheryl Fernandez Vicini and whatever other last name she's got now. She's going out with Liam Payne, who's 23. She's 30-odd, and they're about to have a baby together. And Liam Payne is apparently planning to propose to Cheryl, insert last names here.
Yeah.
Because by the time this goes out, she'll probably have another one.
That's true.
As soon as she's given birth, like, you know, oh, that's, as a man who's been there when his child's been born,
yeah,
the last thing she needs,
yeah,
you know, whether you're famous or not,
yeah, is what? What did he say next? He, it's Reece from TalkSport, but what phrase did he use for proposing? Did he say A, asking someone to ruin your life by getting married? Did he say B, begging someone to not leave them anytime soon? Or did he say C, getting down on one peg with a ring out?
I know this one. He said C.
Let's find out.
The last thing she needs,
yeah,
you know, whether you're famous or not, is you down on one peg with a ring out.
It's right, yes, come on.
Hey.
Very good. Well, now, you see, now we have to work out what your score was. That's, So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to put your details into the system, Jack. So I'm going to fire up the system. It's a very slow system. It's dial-up.
Oh, dear. So
just, apologise in advance for the speed of the system, Jack. It's a very old, slow system. Yeah. It takes ages to boot up. Oh, it's in. Right.
Right.
Okay. Cornelius is going to input the data.
Right. No. 9th of December.
No.
That's about December, wrong.
Yeah.
2016. Mm. End of week quiz. Jark. Jark. How do you spell your name, Jark?
That would be J-A-C-K.
J-A-R-C-K.
No.
Jark,
yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Oh,
oh no.
No.
No. No. No. That just means it's working.
Oh, fine. It's quite a slow system, I'm afraid, Jark.
Yes, it's right. Down.
Gonna work out your score.
Down on one peg. And.
With a ring out.
With. Ring out. Okay, I just print it off.
Okay, here we go. It's quite a slow printer,
quite
Jack.
Quite a slow printer. Sorry, Jark.
Come on! God! Stupid printer!
We've got show to do here.
Stupid, stupid printer! Come on! I hate this printer!
God, we really overran with that. Cass, can you cancel Theresa May? Cheers. I can confirm that Jark has scored.
Yes. No, wait. It was out of three.
Yeah, okay. Out of three.
Yeah.
3 points!
You got 3 points!
Yeah!
Oh, look at that, Jock. End of the week quiz. You got 3 points. 3 points.
Get in there.
Get in there. Get in there.
Get in there, my son.
Bye, Jack. Right, that was Jack on the phone there, winning the end of the week quiz. He was listening carefully, even though one was a guess. Right. So then, in the next bit of this programme, we will be bringing you the big debate just after 3 o'clock. A man will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out text, tweets and other messages from the haters and the trolls that we get. We don't throw them away. We don't report them to the authorities. We just read them out as the lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending. Then we will have live music for you as well. We've dragged a busker called Rosie in from the streets, and she'll be performing live for us as part of Busking Music Day Friday. That's the kind of thing that's going to be happening within the next hour here on Talk Radio. And Victoria will have the news next. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. If there are three things action men love at Christmas, it's tobogganing down black runs, pre-dawn Sub-Zero Rugged Man challenges, and Maplin's range of action-packed gifts. Choose from action cams, dash cams, and sat-navs. And right now, on everything at Maplin, get a £5 voucher when you spend £50, or a £10 voucher if you spend £100. So spring into action and visit us in store, or search Maplin online. Maplin. All the tech you need this Christmas. Terms and conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In December, get a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This sound is the sound of being stuck in traffic over Christmas. Listening to windscreen wipers. It's not very good, is it? So instead, get digital radio in your car and you'll be able to listen to all your favourite radio stations plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through your existing car radio. You can connect via an EasyFit adapter or even your smartphone. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out how to get digital radio in your car, visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Just came up to 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, scale of rushing doping revealed, baby's death by dog in accident, and funding decisions for Tokyo 2020.
Talk Radio.
A new report has revealed more than 1,000 Russian athletes benefited from state-sponsored doping. Failed drugs tests were hidden by Russia's security services at Olympic and Paralympic Games from 2011 to last year, with several medalists involved. Professor Richard McLaren says the findings back up his initial research, which was published in the summer.
We are now able not only to confirm the findings of the first report, but also to put them into sharper and clearer focus. A cover-up that evolved over the years to an institutionalized and disciplined medal-winning strategy and conspiracy.
Police have identified 83 potential suspects linked to historical child sex abuse claims in football. The National Police Chiefs Council says some of the 350 alleged victims are as young as seven. 98 clubs are mentioned in the allegations. Sky's sports correspondent Paul Kelso says the scandal engulfing sport has intensified in a short space of time.
We are just 3 weeks and 2 days since Andy Woodward, the former Crewe Alexandra player, went public with his story, and it uncorked a bottle that is continuing to spill out stories of very similar abuse from right across the country.
An inquest has concluded the death of a four-month-old baby mauled by a dog was an accident. The family pet snatched Archie Joe Darby from his mother's arms before attacking him at his home in Essex 2 months ago. The government is being accused of abandoning passengers on Southern Railway. London Mayor Sadiq Khan's described services as a total disgrace and says commuters are being failed. And five UK sports are losing funding for Tokyo 2020. Money from the National Lottery and government will no longer go towards archery, badminton, fencing, weightlifting or wheelchair rugby. Rowing will get the most cash, £32 million, but that's still £500,000 down on the amount spent getting ready for the Rio Games.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bit of rain in
the
north.
She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Done?
Yep.
A bit of rain in the north, bit dry elsewhere. Some sunshine and cloud with highs of 14 degrees.
More than half an hour?
No, you know I don't say that.
I think you should.
On the o'clocks, just on the half an hour.
I think you should say on the o'clocks.
No.
Never mind the o'clocks, what are you saying?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, guys, just had to run in. When's there more?
See? People need to know.
It's in 27 minutes and 15 seconds.
So about half an hour.
About half an hour. Right, now Ben has the pre-recorded sport live, and we thank the French tickler for this, live from the eye of a storm with different animals flying by and instruments being played by the tornado.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic insists his meeting with the club's owners earlier this week wasn't to discuss his future. The Hammers are just a point clear of the Premier League bottom three, having not won in their last five matches. Bilic feels he still has the backing of the board despite their recent poor run.
Look, I think the support has showed so many times, and also conversations that we had, I felt the support.
Bobby Zamora has announced his retirement from football. The 35-year-old's been without a club since his release by Brighton last summer. Zamora played for West Ham, Spurs, QPR and Bristol Rovers and won two games during his career. Finally, cricket, India had a better day two of the fourth test. They were 146-1 at Stumps, and replied to England's first innings total of 400. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from the eye of a storm with different animals flying by and wind instruments being played by the tornado. You're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it is time for the big debate. So, a report out today, then, suggests, as we've been hearing in the news, that more than 1,000 Russian athletes benefited from state-sponsored doping programs when Vladimir Putin would keep athletes on special athlete farms like poultry, all in rows with tiny cages, and then Vladimir Putin would personally oversee the athletes being fed with running drugs. Like with geese and foie gras, the athletes' beaks, it's a terrible, barbaric practice, the athletes' beaks are forced open, and funnels are inserted into the athletes' gullets while Putin tips pills into their bellies. And over time, of course, the athletes grow stronger with the athletes, if I'm honest, being more pill than human by the end of it. This is what the new report says. I mean, I admit I'm paraphrasing some of it, by which I mean I haven't even read it. But on the line listening to me say the word poultry in there is Eric, and he's taken the second syllable of the word and chosen to become annoyed about it. What's wrong with trees? What's wrong with a tree, Eric?
Yeah, well, exactly. If you're going to mention trees on the air, I don't think you can expect decent, right-thinking people like me to not ring in and say that I don't think that's the sort of thing you should be talking about. Yep. Trees are sickening. They're parasites. They feed off the ground. They suck in water through their feet. They suck in sunlight through their heads. And while decent folks like us human beings are busy, you know, giving out water, which I do every single day,
yes,
trees seem intent on sucking it in, using up all the natural resources. And what do they give us in return? Shade. The lack of sunlight. Nobody needs that. Nobody wants that. No more trees, please.
Well, it's a strong argument from Eric there. He's saying no more trees at all. I want to bring in Henry, though, who's heard Eric there, and he's called in with the opposing point of view, because that's how talk radio stations work. Henry, good afternoon to you.
Hello there, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, you've heard Eric.
I'm glad to hear that.
Don't speak over me.
You've heard... Go on.
I'm going.
Are you going?
you've heard what Eric had to say there. He had a very strong argument, didn't he? And you phoned in, though, because you think he's racist.
I think he's a racist. I didn't think his argument was strong. What are you talking about? Don't put words in my mouth. I thought it was a very weak argument, to be honest with you. How can anyone hate a harmless tree?
Yeah.
My name is Henry, of course, as you mentioned. I'm a member of the Pro Tree group. The Trees Are Incredible team. That's yeah. Taint.
Yes.
Taint. Yeah. We want to see 500% more trees planted across the planet by next week.
Yep.
We just love trees.
Yep. Well, Eric, come back to that. You, I can tell you that you're frothing.
Look, it's utterly disgusting, the notion that they want to build more trees. There are tons of trees. Even as I'm sitting looking out my window right now, I can see trees in various places. And the mere notion that we don't have enough is frankly ludicrous. Trees don't offer us anything. They don't give out Wi-Fi. They, like I say, take up water.
Yep.
And they've been involved in a number of the biggest and most damaging conspiracies of recent years, including, as I understand it, the murder of Princess Diana.
Yes, well, it is interesting you bring that up regarding trees, because they sit there in the park and in the street and in the garden and in the wood and in the forest and in the copse and in the road and near the school, looking innocent, but really... Can we trust them? I mean, you are backing the idea, and this is a government idea. It's getting a reading in Parliament. It's not gone through yet. We must be clear, it's not law, but it is having its first reading in Parliament next week of jailing trees. Just putting trees in jail with no trial, just in case.
Well,
and you presumably
back
that idea, yeah. Yeah. The problem, though, with that, as critics are pointing out, is that there will be an increase in squirrels being droned in. If you put trees in jail, right, there will be contraband squirrels being flown in by other squirrels operating drones to get back into those trees. And that is a problem, isn't it? I mean, our jails will be overrun with squirrels and trees. I mean, you know.
Look, you can go on and on about squirrels and, you know, frankly, I wonder, you know, they say the grey squirrels are all killing the red squirrels, don't they? Perhaps, you know, fewer grey squirrels in the wild and going by drone into prison would be good for the red squirrels. So, you know, I wonder what the pro-squirrel, pro-tree lobby would have to say about that.
Well, let's find out. He's on the phone. Henry, what do you say to that?
Hello. I think it's very sad that these innocent trees and, in turn, these innocent squirrels are being sent to jail. Well, not yet, but, you know, he said
it's a possibility. It's a possibility,
it's getting its first hearing. I don't want this to happen.
No.
I say innocent until proven guilt tree. That's a little joke there for
you. Yes, yeah, not a good one. Let me ask you where you stand on Theresa May.
I stand on her.
Would you, because she's called Theresa, would you shelter under her if in the event of a sudden rainstorm?
Yes, and I'd breathe in the oxygen that she produces as well. I'd love to be next to her.
Yeah, would you...
Garbage.
Explain what you mean, Eric.
I mean, unless there's lightning, there's no way I would be willing to stand under Theresa May. However, if she does pass this law locking up trees, then I suppose that will cast her in a better light.
Yeah.
But... You know, right now, she's a deplorable woman.
I want you to listen to a bit of music. Eric specifically, but Henry, you can listen as well. But,
okay, thank you.
But you're welcome. But Eric, just have a quick listen to this song. Listen to this.
I'm all ears.
Yeah.
Shut up, it's playing. Be quiet.
Shush. Here we go, listen to this.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Now, that's The Trees by Rush. Now, Eric, before you pass comment on it, I want to just show you what will happen. If we are in the world that you want, which is a world without trees, this is what will happen.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the... For the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Is that the world you want to live in, Eric?
Well, look, I'm not saying I want to live in that world, but the world we currently inhabit is equally full of problems. There have been trees since 1960, and that's when global warming began. The ice caps are melting, the polar bears are dying.
Yeah.
So I would challenge your tree fascist you've got on the other line, who's desperate to have all his trees, to explain, if trees are so great, why isn't the world so fantastic at the moment?
Henry,
why don't I have a Mercedes?
Yeah, there you go. Why doesn't Eric have a Mercedes?
Because Eric doesn't deserve a Mercedes, quite frankly. And I'm not agreeing with the
really hard.
Oh, hold on a minute. Wait a minute, Eric. You've had your say. Let Henry have his say.
Thank you. Can I have my say, please?
Yeah. Okay, you've had, okay, Henry, you've had your say. Eric.
Oh, come on. That's unfair, man.
Thank you. I need my say because I don't have a Mercedes and I don't earn over £40,000, but I do work very, very hard.
What do you work at?
I don't have a big house and I don't have a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And, you know, what are trees doing about that?
Yeah.
Shedding leaves everywhere. Bark. Yeah. There's bark.
Well, I wanted. Ah, now I wanted to ask that. Henry, be quiet a moment. Eric. is tree bark worse than a tree bite?
Yes. A tree bite is bad,
yeah.
But tree bark is utterly unpleasant, and it's infecting the ears and the hands of people, and we keep hearing about these diseases that infect ash trees and then
yeah.
spread to humans and give them mad cow disease, so...
All right.
You know, the whole pro-tree lobby is really misguided.
All right, okay. Now, Henry.
Yes?
You be quiet for a moment.
You know, I'm going to put LBC on. I'm going to listen to LBC. Forget this.
I mean, that's so typical of the tree lobby, isn't it?
Just dialing it in now, LBC. What's on?
Would you... I mean, you've got to... look, you can't just go up to a tree, right? We know trees are alive and we know they have feelings, right?
Here, are you talking here. To me? No.
Right, we know they're alive.
Sheila Fogarty.
So, how would you break the news to the tree that you were going to get rid of it? I mean, would you get Prince Charles? Because he talks to plants famously. Could he go up to a tree and tell it was just going to jail?
I mean, personally, I probably wouldn't even tell them. I'd just take a chainsaw to them and let them realise as it's happening.
Yeah.
Arguably, you know, I don't like trees. I wouldn't have someone sensitive go and whisper it to them.
I see.
I'd probably have someone
talking about
like...
Brexit or something on there. I wouldn't listen to that if I were you.
Katie Hopkins or Nigel Farage to tell the trees, you're all going, you horrible foreigners.
Let me tell you about these trials they're doing in Sweden at all. Have you heard anything about these?
No, trials in Sweden?
Yes, I know. Well, they've done in Sweden. They've...
Sweden.
They've taken all the trees, right, and they've put them in a tree museum. And what they've done then is they've charged the people $1.50 just to see them. Okay, and that was the beginning of the project, and then what they did then, they paved over paradise, and they put up a parking lot. What do you make of that, Henry?
I wouldn't pay $1.50 to see it.
No.
I'd pay more.
How much would you pay to see a tree in a museum?
I'd give everything I have to give.
Yeah.
Which is, it is $1.50 at the minute, so I'm very poor.
Yeah, so you haven't got a Mercedes either, so Eric's point stands.
Well, maybe if we had more trees, we'd have Mercedes.
In Sweden, the trees are flat pack.
Yeah. Of course.
I want you to have a listen to something else, actually, while you're still on the phone, because this is an important subject, and we need to cover it in depth. Have a listen to this.
To make 1,000 matches only takes one match to burn 1,000 trees. 1,000 trees.
That's 1,000 trees there. That's a lot of trees, isn't it?
I want more.
I know, but again, I want to put the question. I want to put the question to Eric again. You've heard that. That was 1,000 trees. But if we go down your route, I'm playing the devil's avocado here. If you go, you know, we've got down your route, Eric, of getting rid of the trees, this is what you're going to get.
To make 1,000 matches only takes one match to burn 1,000.
1,000 what? What?
Leaves, potentially.
I mean, what?
Oh, leaves,
know.
Did you say?
We could burn all the old leaves from the trees.
Well, it's trees, isn't it?
No, bushes.
Let's be honest. Right, okay, we can't argue, Henry. Eric's point is... Eric's point is...
One match burns 1,000 ferns.
Which is a tree.
Are you including, what, Fern Britain, Fern Cotton?
Oh, ideally,
yeah.
Look... we know the people have spoken, right? People voted to get rid of trees. We can't change that. That's Trexit, right? We know that. Yeah. But what you are, you know, Henry, is a tree moaner, aren't you? Because you want them to tree-main.
He is.
And you're a tree moaner.
If you say so.
Tree moaning. You come on here, tree moaning.
Well, I don't think I've had much of an opportunity to tree moan.
Can you just put LBC back on for a minute?
Oh, yes, I'm back onto your station. Hang on. Do you want to hear your station?
No, I want to hear LBC, okay. Please.
I'll put LBC on, hang on.
Go on then. See what they're talking about. We're talking about the important things. I suppose
LBC
they are.
LBC got on.
Time
fiber is still... it's traffic.
Is it?
They're talking about traffic.
Yeah, well, who cares about that? We're talking about whether or not trees belong in post-Brexit Britain when we've got... Argos catalogues and the 5-2 diet. Do we? Do we need trees anymore? Henry, there, he says we do. He wants more. Eric, very much against the notion of trees. Eric, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Sedentary.
Thank you. And Henry?
Taint.
Now be quiet. Right, it's 3:17. We're going to throw open the phone lines for that. What do you think? You know what Henry thinks, you know what Eric thinks, but do you think we need trees in this day and age? Should trees be in jail or not? Do we need them in post-Brexit Britain when we have, as I say, Argos catalogues and the 5-2 diet? What do you think? 8-7-treble-2. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. It's just me in here. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Mince pies, canapes, even pigs in blankets. We've sampled them all. And this Saturday, we'll be revealing the results of our great supermarket Christmas taste test. We'll be bringing you everything you'll need for your festive feast and all the top tricks and tips from Jamie, Nigella and many more. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, the M1 northbound, there's one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between junction 39 for Wakefield and 40 for Ossett. In Merseyside, the M53 southbound, the exit slip road at junction 3 for Woodchurch still closed due to a police incident. In Essex, the M11 northbound, queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 8 for Bishop Stortford and 9 for Saffron Walden. And in Tyne and Wear, the A1 southbound, one lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident at the Durham Road for the Angel of the North. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into. Or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Mio, Nextbase or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes and this is the radio I am in. Right, it's coming up to a time. There's live music on the way from a busker we have dragged in off the streets to play a live session for us, and she'll be doing that in 10-15 minutes time. However, before then, there's a small matter of Some Request Friday. It is, of course, a Friday. That means you can request speeches and talks. We are not allowed to take music requests because we're not a music station, despite being able to have live music. But anyway, this has come in. This is a part of... So you can request speeches and talks for any reason you like. We'll just take them. Hi, John, Con, Vix, Cass, Chloe, Mark, Blom, Rudd, Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats. I'm currently in the car and I would love it if you could play me a speech for Some Request Friday as a dedication to me. I'm not going anywhere, I just live in my car after my wife kicked me out. Anyway, please could you play me the Price of Shame, which is a TED Talk by Monica Lewinsky. And that's come in from TED Talk. Thank you, TED. Of course we can. That's what we're here for. We're here to play your speech requests, your speech to talk requests. That's what we do on a Friday. It's Some Request
Friday.
It's just what we do. Here it is for you, TED. A TED Talk by Monica Lewinsky.
You're looking at a woman who was publicly silent for a decade. Obviously, that's changed. But only recently. It was several months ago that I gave my very first major public talk at the Forbes 30 Under 30 Summit. 1,500 brilliant people, all under the age of 30. That meant that in 1998, the oldest among the group were only 14, and the youngest, just 4. I joked with them that some might only have heard of me from rap songs. Yes, I'm in rap songs. Almost 40 rap songs. But the night of my speech, a surprising thing happened. At the age of 41, I was hit on by a 27-year-old guy. I know, right? He was charming, and I was flattered, and I declined. You know what his unsuccessful pickup line was? He could make me feel 22 again.
And there she is. That's Monica Lewinsky doing a TED Talk called The Price of Shame. Playing that for Ted, who wanted to hear it. He's in his car this afternoon. Not going anywhere. Lives there because his wife kicked him out. So if you've got a speech or talk as a request, of course, that's what we license allows us to do here on Talk Radio, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the speech request.
And now, the haters gonna hate. So Cornelius has left the room to put on the mantle of Con, which he insists is short for Cornelius, when of course it isn't.
It's not. Right.
Everyone knows it's not.
It's not.
But the reason he's left the room is to get to the lift here in the building, and when he gets there, he will find himself armed with many, many, many of the haters' texts and tweets that we have received over the past week. There are lots of them, of course. I get personally abused on Twitter by people and trolled within an inch of my life. But rather than report them to Twitter or throw them away or ignore them, I give them all to Cornelius, who collates them along with all the haters' texts that we get into this show as well. And he reads them out live as the lift travels downwards through the building. It is a feature we call condescending, and he should be in the lift right now. Hello, Cornelius, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, John, hello, go. Here I am outside the lift, and I'm just going to come in. Okay, just push the buttons. Obviously, the radio was it was on Talk Sport earlier, but I've changed it to this.
Oh.
That's nice.
What is it? What's that?
You're listening to Smooth Extra.
Of course we are.
Let's begin. This has come in on text. To stop the kids misbehaving when I pick them up from school, I tell them, if they don't sit in silence or completely still, I will put @JohnHolmes1 on the radio. And they sit like little angels. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I've always struggled with @JohnHolmes1 show, but the taste testing was the last straw. Such boring nonsense is pathetic, and no one wants to hear two morons chewing on air. Oh, the song has changed.
Extra.
Smooth lunchtimes.
Oof.
Nice.
John, I recently had a birthday and someone bought me John's book. It came in really useful when I ran out of newspaper for the litter tray.
Yeah, good.
That's coming from someone who can't afford actual litter tray filler. The only thing the John Holmes show is good for is playing out when my in-laws are around so they don't stay too long. It works a treat. I thought life couldn't get worse after my recent diagnosis until I listened to John Holmes and his gang of hyenas. The only reason John Holmes is obsessed with monkeys is because he looks like one. I bet he wears a nappy too.
I don't.
It's just a text that came in.
I don't.
Obviously, we did do the taste test on air yesterday. One of the PR companies for a certain supermarket dropped me this email afterwards. Hi, Cornelius. I have to say I'm very disappointed with the promotion you gave our product yesterday. I was led to believe the taste test you were conducting was to be done professionally. However, upon listening yesterday, I was shocked at how disorganized and unclear it was. I now have to go back to my client and try to explain this to them. I am very disappointed by this, and I feel I have been terribly misled. I will be forwarding the letter to your station, as we won't be doing any further promotion with you. And finally, to finish this off, this text. Hi, John, Con, Aspodcast, and everyone else there. I think you're a bunch of C-words. That's from Katie Hopkins. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius there. He is in the lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. If you hate me personally or the show, don't be backwards in coming forward. Get in touch and hate in this direction, and you next week could be read out live from the lift in condescending. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter is the Twitter.
Start your message with lots of hate.
@JohnHolmes1 if you want to have a go at me personally. That's right, the haters gonna hate. So in the next bit of the programme, live music. It's live music as we offer you Live Music Friday. We have dragged a busker in from the streets. She will be performing for us with keyboard. In the next half an hour on this programme, she's called Rosie and she's in here with us. We'll do it next.
Talk Radio.
At 3:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Russia has rejected claims of state-sponsored doping, despite an independent report confirming security services were involved in hiding failed drugs tests. The review says 1,000 Russian athletes from 30 different sports benefited after having their samples changed to Olympic and Paralympic games from 2011 to last year. Former Olympic runner Catherine Merries told our sister station TalkSport 2 that the results are no surprise to her.
When you have copious amounts of money involved in something, you will have, therefore, athletes that cheat and are prepared to cut corners to get gains, and countries involved in sports are no different. I could list you people that I have raced against, you know, in the 90s and in the early 2000s, who I know are cheating, because you just know as an athlete.
83 potential suspects have been identified over historical sex abuse allegations in football against children as young as 7. The National Police Chiefs Council says 98 clubs are impacted and there are 350 victims. Judges have ruled a bin lorry driver won't face a private prosecution over a crash in Glasgow that left 6 people dead. Harry Clark blacked out at the wheel in the city centre 3 days before Christmas in 2014. Private schools are offering to create thousands of places for children from low-income families. They say they'll be offered free as long as the government pays what it would have cost to educate them in the state system. And One Direction star Louis Tomlinson's mother has died from from cancer. Joanna Deakin, who has six other children, had leukaemia. The weather: rain over Wales and northern England, heading southeastwards tonight. Mild for most with lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be wet in Wales and southern England. Dry elsewhere with some showers in the northwest. Highs are 13. There's more in half an hour.
I saw some weather news.
Okay.
That's not a contradiction in terms. On the front page of one of the papers today, Victoria, mm-hmm. that says it's going to be the warmest Christmas day we've probably ever had in the UK. Do you know anything? Could you shed any light on this?
No.
Oh. All right, then, that's Victoria with the news and some weather. But
I just forecast for tonight, tomorrow. I don't look ahead till Christmas until it's Christmas Eve, of which I'm not going to be working, so.
Yeah, you've got Christmas Eve off, haven't you?
Yeah. I think I've even got the day before Christmas Eve off.
How long have you got? Well, it's a Saturday, isn't it? Christmas Eve.
Yes, I've got the Friday off.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I...
That's a working day.
I didn't want to work it. I wanted to get out of here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you working between...
Nope.
So, you know the bit in between Christmas and New Year, the mm-hmm. useless bit, the perineum of the year,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. Because, you know, it's in the middle.
Yeah.
No one knows what's for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... You're not working that either?
No. So I'll be in 2017 when I come back.
Right. Okay, just getting a... Everyone.
What about you? Are you doing? Are you working?
Some of it, probably. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really worked it out. I've got to do some cover on Virgin Radio as well.
Oh.
So, you know, downstairs. Mm-hmm. So I've got to do a bit of sitting for Edith Bowman at some point.
Oh.
And then...
It's a bit of information from filling in on Drive, isn't it?
Well, I'll say...
Your breakfast.
I've done breakfast before.
I know.
All right. Anyway, I've enjoyed our chat.
I haven't.
Okay. So in the next half an hour... We bring you live music. It's coming next. She's called Rosie. We'll talk to her as well.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello, good afternoon to you. It's, well, it's just after 3:30, and if you are a regular listener to the programme, you will know that we on a Friday like to kick back and bring you live music. We do it, though. We're just talking about Virgin Radio. It's not like Virgin Radio. We don't go and get the Kaiser Chiefs in or whoever. We don't do that. What we do, though, is get in people, real music, not Ricky Wilson, but proper musicians to come in and, well, talk to us and play some song at us. And we've dragged one in today, as is usual. She's called Rosie. Hello, Rosie.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in, though.
Thanks for having me.
And that was the most complex setup of instrumentation in 9 months of doing this that I have seen. That took quite a while.
Has anyone noticed? Has anyone texted in about background noise or anything?
No.
Is that going on for a good half an
because
hour?
Because Rosie did it seamlessly.
Yes, thanks so much.
While we're all talking. So, you've got a keyboard?
Yeah, so I've got a little keyboard with me.
Yeah.
It's quite portable.
Well, you say they're quite portable. I mean, it's a struggle to get it in here.
I mean, it'd be easier if I was a guitarist, probably.
Yeah, what a ridiculous notion. You've put the wrong instrument, Rosie.
Definitely
what are you thinking? A little piccolo would have done, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would have been handy.
You're although lugging that about.
I wouldn't have been able to sing then, though.
Yeah, I hadn't thought that through, but you're absolutely right. So how long have you been doing it?
So I've been writing songs and singing since the age of about 11. I've actually only been busking for a few months. It's still quite new to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a really great way of getting your music out there.
Yeah. So in terms of how it's going, because if you're quite new to it, when did you start? Because other advice, right? It's winter.
Well, I actually do it in the train stations. So I do it in Waterloo, London Bridge, Charing Cross. Although Charing Cross was a bit of a nightmare because I found out that there aren't any lifts once I arrived at the station, which meant that I had to carry everything up about 100 stairs.
Yeah.
Which is pain.
And as you know, it's not the lightest of...
If you go around the corner, there's... step-free access.
Oh, I didn't find
just
that.
Just on Charing Cross Road.
Oh, dear. Well,
this is fascinating tube chat.
Just the next time.
I was going to say it's slightly London-centric, that.
Okay, yeah.
Just what you said. Yeah.
Well, there's another Charing Cross station in Glasgow, isn't there?
Anyway, so that's good. So which out of those stations, then, which is your preferred venue?
Definitely Waterloo. I think it's kind of got the best type of audience. You've got lots of kids and families, and people are then generally there to kind of have fun because near South Bank and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you don't have so many moody commuters. But
and do you sort of, what's your technique to pull in the cash? Do you sort of, is it the keyboard case? And what's your...
Yeah, it's the keyboard case with a printed out piece of paper with my name on it.
That's marketing, certainly, yeah. Right there. Do you do that thing as well of putting some coins in yourself to beginning to make it look like, you know, it's already started off because no one wants to be the first?
I actually do.
Yes, of course.
I admit it, I do. Yeah,
and rightly so.
I do
that's
that.
Absolutely fine.
It definitely helps because I think no one wants to be the first
exactly
person
right
to put
exactly
in the coin.
Right. Whereas you put some glittery coin in there.
Yeah,
it's going
exactly
to lure them in, isn't it?
Have you ever considered like putting some 20s in there? Like,
I think that's a bit risky because they might blow away or something.
Oh, they'd be stolen,
yeah,
is what they
yeah
do.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so look, we're going to take... What song are you going to do first?
I'm going to do original for you. It's really new, actually. It's called Names in Stone. It's not up on SoundCloud or anything, so
we got a scoop.
Yeah, so it's the first time it's been heard,
wow,
ever.
It's not the first time you've ever played it, because, you know...
No.
You do know it.
I do know it.
Just be clear. Yeah, okay, brilliant. So your surname is?
Rosie Blackaller.
Blackaller, like Blackadder.
Kind of.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I hope she's going to do the theme to Blackadder next.
I don't even know it.
Yeah, here we go then. Keyboard ready to go. Live music, Rosie Blackaller.
Testing, testing. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
On the radio.
Testing. Start again. take you home.
Yeah!
Live music! Whoa. Come on! Splendid. Oh, hello. Headphones, amps, live music. In the studio, that was Rosie Blackaller. That, excellent stuff. Thank you. That was great. We're going to take a break, then we'll come back, talk some more, and then I know you're going to play something else. Talk Radio in the afternoons, Live Music Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi guys, it's me, James Buckley, off the telly and YouTube channel Completed It Mate. Did you know that Game are now selling Mafia 3 for £34.99 on PS4 and Xbox One, saving you 15 quid? Wow, what a deal! Why am I telling you? Let's just say that Game made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Yes, just like the Mafia. Well, they gave me a load of money and I signed a contract agreeing to do their adverts, so it's not really like the Mafia. Terms apply. Please visit game.co.uk for details.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
This Christmas, you could be the world's greatest superhero!
Or even the fairest fairy tale princess!
To thousands of less fortunate children this Christmas, join the Sun Smiles at Christmas campaign by donating toys at your local McColl's and Toys R Us stores. Every kid deserves to smile at Christmas. Help make it happen today with the Sun.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still that problem on the A15 in Waddingham, Lincolnshire. In both directions, it's closed due to an accident and recovery work between the B1205 and Redbourne Mere. In Oxfordshire, the M40 southbound is slow between 9 for Bicester and Junction 8A for Oxford. In Tyne and Wear, it's very slow due to an earlier accident on the A1 southbound at the Angel of the North. And in Greater Manchester, better news, the M56 westbound. All lanes are open after the accident between Junction 6 for Hale and 7 for Bowden. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into. Or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Mio, Nextbase or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it.
Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, if you're just joining us, well, frankly, you've missed a treat. Rosie Blackaller, she's with us. She, as regular listeners will know, we drag buskers in, force them to perform for us at Microphone Point on Friday afternoon. And we've dragged it in from, various stations in and around London, Waterloo. And so, Rosie, when you're not busking, where would we find you online, should the listener now wish to track you down? Not in a stalky way. I mean, in a music way.
So all my social media is just Rosie Blackheller, which is my name. So that's for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook as well. And I've got a video up on YouTube as well.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to ask you a little bit more about your surname, because it must be one of the most annoying things in the world, right?
It is.
When you know, because Blackheller came out before you were born, I'm guessing.
I think so.
So you were kind of born into this world where people were just going, what, like Blackadder?
Yeah.
Because I don't know another Blackadder. I've not even heard that
name. No, I mean, that's one good thing about it is that there's not very many of us.
Yeah.
So I don't have to have, like, 01 at the end of all my Twitter names.
That is bloody annoying.
I can literally be Rosie Blackadder. But, yeah, now I've been kind of trying to decide on an artist name for a while, and I think I'm just going to go with my real name.
Because
it's different, I guess. But it's a bit of a mouthful.
I mean, what you'll get is people going, oh, the Blackadder one. Which will be annoying at first, but it could catapult you, you know, into the big league, is what
I'm
saying.
I guess so.
So you said you've been busking just a few months.
Yeah, it's really new to me. I've only actually done it a few times. But yeah, it's really good fun.
Yeah, and so in terms of performing, though, you said you were 11 when you first sort of started.
Yeah,
doing this
so
kind of stuff,
the so. First time I performed one of my own songs was in year 7. I think I did. It was in the school talent show.
Yeah,
and it was really scary, but I ended up coming second, so that was good.
That's pretty good. What came first?
Just some dances or something.
Just rubbish.
Yeah.
And where are they now? Are they in here?
No.
No, they're not, Rosie. No. Where are those dancers? Not here. No. So in terms of your style then, obviously we've only heard one of your songs. I mean, mm-hmm. is that indicative of your style? Do you have varying styles? How are you going to describe it?
So I'm still trying to find my sound, I think, but I definitely describe it as kind of ambient, slightly folk inspired as well.
Yeah. And what is the inspiration then in terms of bands and stuff? Is it stuff you grew up listening to? Or?
Yeah, I'm really inspired by people like Joni Mitchell, Gabriel Aplin, people like that.
Yeah.
Beatles. I mean, I've had such a kind of huge amount of different influences. Like, I was really into musical theatre as well when I was younger. So
okay.
I think it comes from lots of different places,
yeah.
really.
And did you, I mean, we've just been talking off air about you saying about sort of talking, being interviewed mm-hmm. or talking, it makes you far more nervous than singing.
Yeah, I definitely find it easier to sing in front of people than talk in front of people.
But on stage then, are you one of the performers who will do song after song after song, except for the applause, but there's no chatting?
There isn't much chatting.
Right.
It's kind of straight to the music.
Okay.
Most of the time.
And in terms of gigs then, because obviously I know you do that as well, is that a kind of newer thing as well, or is it? Have you been doing that a bit longer?
I've been gigging for quite a while, but in London I've only been gigging for about a year now.
Yeah.
Played in Cargo recently and Proud Camden as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely different in London because I think there's a lot more competition. There's a lot more people trying to get their name heard as well.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Gloucestershire, Cotswolds.
Yeah.
Right. Little countryside town.
So let's have song 2.
Okay.
It's not song 2 by Blur. Let's make that very clear. what is it? What were you hearing?
I'm going to play a cover this time. It's called Crave You by Flight Facilities.
Okay.
It's a band I really love. So.
All right. Here we go.
Give it a go.
Rosie Blackadder with us on Talk Radio Friday afternoon, live music in the studio.
I crave you, I want to the room.
Yeah!
Superb stuff. Rosie Blackaller, she singer-songwriter, in the studio with us. We've dragged her in quite literally from the streets. And by the way, I noticed while you were doing that, Rosie, I wasn't being rude and looking at my phone, but I was just looking on Twitter, and there is a Rosie Blackadder.
Oh, really?
As well.
Oh, wow, I didn't realise.
Yeah, so that's the closest. You're still the only one there.
Okay.
But there is one of those, just so you know.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, good.
What does Rosie Blackadder do? I'm really intrigued now.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look her up. I just saw the name. I mean, I can find out if you want me to.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, you talk amongst yourselves while I sort that out then.
Thanks very much for coming in, Rosie.
Good banter. No problem.
Thank you for having me.
Good banter, Connie. Right. It's really good.
Are you on Twitter and stuff?
I already asked her that.
Well, just a reminder for anyone who's just tuned in where we can find you online.
Yeah, so I'm on all the different social medias under the name Rosie Blackadder, which is BLACKALLER.
Rosie Blackadder, on the other hand, has a protected account, so I can't really, tell you much about
mysterious
Rosie Blackadder there.
Well, we'll never know.
So, no, we won't. So, well done, Cornelius. That was that was really good. Are you gigging this weekend?
No, I'm not actually.
Oh.
I'm kind of focusing more on writing at the moment, so I'm kind of locked away in my little home studio trying to come up with lots of stuff.
And are you, in terms of stuff you've got out there, on, is it like albums worth now? Are we EPing? Are we out? Where are we?
No, so I've just got a single out. I've got a music video up on YouTube, and I'm in the process of kind of writing my first EP, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's really good of you to come in. And I know, you know, there's now going to be a really awkward moment where we have to try and get all this kit out of the studio.
It's going
to
be a challenge.
So we can get Yasmin Khan in here to do her show. But I think we should all pitch in, right? So what we're looking at here is a key... I mean, how big is that keyboard? That's...
It's quite small. It's a lot smaller than I'd like it to be.
Because it looks like quite a big... Well, I suppose it's a small studio. But it's... and we've got a microphone, a microphone stand, and your amp.
Yeah.
Now, so we're gonna help you out with it, all right? I mean, are you all right with idiots touching your?
Yeah, of course.
Gear? Well, fine. That's gonna be all right. yeah, you're an idiot, Luke. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. So good comeback that was. So we're just gonna. So just bear with us while we help Rosie out with it. Okay, Cornelius, this is gonna be like Chocker Brothers. Right, so you unplug that there. Yeah, we have to do this on air because it's a talk radio station and we've got we can't play a record to cover this. I mean, if this happens on Virgin, they just play a record and then it's all fine. But here, Rosie, we just have to do it, you know, while it's all happening.
I have no idea how
to
dismantle
it. It's a microphone stand.
Come on, Luke, I've never done that before.
Luke, you're working technical.
Right, that's good. And Charlie's in to help us as well, so that's handy. So, Cornelius, you take... That's going to go in the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, guys.
Good.
This is our microphone. So.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Because basically we're just broadcasting a loadout.
What I've done so far is just taken a power cable through to the next room.
Yeah,
and then just stood awkwardly here.
That's right. And we have basically just let Rosie do all of the heavy lifting and work herself. But she's, to be fair, she's used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's fine.
I think I might make her take the stairs down as well, just so it's a bit more...
It's practice for Charing Cross.
Yeah, Charing Cross.
that's the keyboard stand there, being packed up there.
Is the mic stand?
The mic stand's already gone out, Rosie, so you're fine.
Oh, now I just found my microphone.
Oh, right, fine. Your microphone was under your bag.
Yeah, it was under
my bag. Okay, fine, good. There you go, just... fascinating insight here into behind the scenes.
It's award-winning radio,
isn't it? Though I mean, like I said on Virgin, when they have bands in, they just do this when the song's on, so no one hears it. But here, we're sort of stuck, aren't we? There's not much you can do.
Yeah,
we could do just some of the other content we've prepared for this bit.
Yeah, that's awkward because you know there isn't any. It's like it's Friday afternoon, so I sort of kick back.
Have we had any more requests?
I haven't got anything. I'm just going to do this till we have to stop in about 20 seconds' time. It's fine. Blackadder, Rosie Blackadder, there. On the
cool,
and now she's gone. Well, that's just about is it from us. We are back on Monday. Here's Yasmin Star Trek to the North Country, running into the studio.
Hi, sorry.
Late as you like. No sense of timing.
Asian timing.
Is that what it was?
I can say that.
You can and did. I don't know what it means, but fine.
I'm generally 2 hours behind everybody else.
Oh, okay, fine. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
How are you?
I'm all right. Tired, but you know, I'll live.
Have you been partying?
No.
Oh.
What's coming up on your show, Yasmin?
Okay, well, first of all, this play, which I'm holding the brochure for in my hand, called Dead Funny, very funny.
I've seen posters for that.
It's very funny. Rufus Jones and Emily Barrington are in it. They'll be coming into the studio.
Look at that, proper guests.
Himesh Patel, who's in a comedy on Channel 4 at the moment. He's just left EastEnders. He's coming in to talk to us and also to do music review. But lots of news today. We're going to be talking about self-harm. Hospital admissions among children just really high.
Yes, I've been reading about this today.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that and also postnatal depression, but in dads.
In dads, yes. That's a thing, isn't it?
It is a thing, and it deserves to be talked about. Yep. So we are talking about that as well. As well as what I like to call pinkification, gendered toys.
Mm.
Yes.
Pinkification?
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Have you coined that term?
No, someone else did, I'm sure.
Right.
But I like to use it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you are obsessed with colour. So the point of this is when girls get girls' toys and boys.
Yes. Gender stereotyping of toys.
Yes.
Which, according to people what say this, is that it's discouraging girls from then going into sort of engineering and technology.
Yes, I've read that.
Well, surely the only person to blame is Father Christmas.
I know we're running out of time here, but, you know, as you were late, might as well just eat into your time a bit. Because I think that's a really interesting area. And the reason I say that is I've got two daughters, right? Mm. They're 6 and 4. Now, I am firmly behind the idea that they should have every kind of toy.
Yeah.
So they have diggers and dinosaurs, as well as, you know, the stuff they want. But the weird thing is, even though they have all that, and there's absolutely no gender toy stuff in our house, that just doesn't happen, right? Consciously.
Yeah.
But they always, without any form of training, if you like, gravitate towards the girly stuff.
Even though
they've got all that stuff, it's all fairies, dolls, and dressing up. But there's no outside influence from parents coming on that. But is it what's influencing them? Because they don't even watch television.
If you imagine that you were parents who had not decided to think about that, which is fine, but you had just the whole place was with two daughters covered with pink stuff.
Yeah.
They don't even get to see the other.
No, I suppose you're right.
So,
but I just wonder why they naturally. Is that a nature nurture thing? I don't know what
do they think you're a toy?
Well, I mean, they do. They know a trampoline a lot of the time because I do get bounced upon.
Oh, can I do that?
And on that note,
wrong thing to say?
We're getting the hell out of here. Yasmin Khan with you next. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.